much about.
It's not as gay as you think. It is gayer.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I am Ted Nugent, governor of Pigland. So I'm the expert on the health care bill because I kill pigs. And I just shot a monster big pig here in Texas. And seeing as how this is a pig bill created by pig bureaucrats to help out American pigs, as I approached this huge pig that looked like a beach sperm whale, I was expecting George Costanza to come out of the bushes and extract a Titleist number 3 ball from his blowhole. But as I was about to put a 10-millimeter slug in this pig's head, the last thing he said was, which is pig for where's my health care? They're pigs, Neil. We gotta kill the pig. And in November, we gotta vote the pigs out of office because this is a redistribution of wealth. This is the communist Mao Che agenda of the communist Mao Che fans in the White House. They're pigs, Neil.
All right, so I'll put you down as a no on healthcare.
And now, okay, our feature presentation.
Ah, I love the Nuge so much.
That was awesome.
Yeah, Ted Nugent, I don't agree with a lot of where he is politically, but he is one entertaining mofo. I will tell you
He's passionate.
He's very passionate about that. So it was a rare moment of comedy on the Fox cable network over the weekend that I enjoyed very much. Hey, party people, it is Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Do I sound okay, Mike? We were having some technical problems right before we went on the air. Are we cool now?
I think you sound downright great.
Lisa, does it sound okay to you?
Yeah, it sounds good.
We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. That's the telephone number to get on the air for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. Real quick, before we go to those calls, I know somebody is already on call talking about the car chase that captivated Southern California yesterday. We'll talk to him in a minute. Did you see the story in Michigan about the woman driving down the street, called in to report a drunk driver herself? You guys see that?
No.
Here's a little bit of the 911 call.
I'm sorry. I think I went the wrong way.
Do you need 911?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay, why don't you tell me what's going on? Are you intoxicated?
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you right now. I am on.
Are you driving?
Hang on.
Pull into the parking lot so you can, because you shouldn't be driving while you're talking on the phone. Pull into the parking lot and let's talk for a minute. Okay?
I shouldn't be driving.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm going to help you so you don't go to jail.
You know what, though, hon? I would not have called you unless I was concerned with myself.
I was concerned about you, and I tried to get you to pull over.
I know. I don't want to hurt nobody else.
I know. Can I tell you something?
Yeah, I know.
I lost my mom to a drunk driver. That's why I want you to pull over.
I know. Next, I'll pull over.
Okay.
Apparently, he talked to her for 20 minutes before she finally pulled over. She calls him and says, yeah, I'm really drunk. That's why I'm calling 911. Yet he couldn't get her to pull off the freeway.
Yeah, isn't that hun, crazy? I know. I'm worried, too. She's speeding down on the phone.
I shouldn't be driving. I am a mess.
That is unbelievable.
I'm really drunk. What's up?
This isn't the first time this has happened. There's audio of a lady who did this about a year ago, too. And it's weird thinking
it's
from
an addict. It's women, by the way.
But it's weird thinking from an addict's mind, what would make you want to do that?
Call 911?
Yeah.
Why not just pull over? If you're aware that you're drunk and you're driving, why not just pull over and call somebody else?
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, in their mind, pulling over is not an option because she got on the phone with that guy and wouldn't pull over. That's not what she had somewhere to go.
It doesn't make any sense, but it's darn funny. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Kevin Beans, What It Do Nephew is on the air. Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
Come to Universal Studios Hollywood right now, and for the price of one day, you'll get to visit all year long with no blackout dates. Universal Studios Hollywood is, of course, the entertainment capital of Los Angeles, and that is also the prize you get. Let's start with, well, it says booby. I'm going to be surprised if it's booby and not Bobby, but let's try it on line 4 and talk about that police chase from last night. Hi, booby.
Yeah, guys, it's Bobby.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Miss Cleo strikes again, ladies and gentlemen.
What it do, nephew? What it do, Cowie?
What it do?
I think if you tie up the Southern California freeways for, 2.5-3 hours, you should get shot.
I agree. And don't even wait for a trial and sentence the guy to death. I think the police officers on the scene should say at a certain point, I'm sorry, you've caused enough damage today, I'm taking you out.
Absolutely.
So what you probably saw more about this particular guy yesterday that we're referring to. What was the deal with his chase? What was he running for?
He was a murder suspect from attempted murder from out of state, and they chased him from the Cajon Pass down into Burbank. And I guess the Burbank police had enough of him and took him out once they got into his city.
He got out right in front of Universal Studios, which is an amusement park here in Southern California. I mean, he went a good distance.
He knew there were no
distance.
Blackout days.
He sure did.
Good, yeah, that's true.
And I saw what was right near the very end where he got into, as will happen if you drive toward Los Angeles and not away from it, you doofus, but you're going to eventually get into some gridlock traffic, and that's what happened to him. And the police, you're right, the guy shot out his window, and then he drove a little bit further on, and then he shot at him again. So what a mess.
All right,
Booby. Thanks, Booby. Really much for that, but thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. Let's talk to Johnny, line 2. We'll give him the chance to scoop the biggest showbiz story of the day, the most shocking celebrity revelation in years that I can imagine. Johnny, hi, you're on the air.
What are you doing? Yeah, I don't think it's the most shocking. I think everyone's been saying this for the past few years, and the dude wouldn't come out and say it, but, Ricky Martin came out yesterday online, not even publicly, but just online, and said he admits he's gay.
What?
I did not see that coming. And I've got pretty good gaydar. I never suspected that Ricky Martin was gay. That blew me away.
Why now, I wonder? Why now?
Well,
did his boyfriend say, that's it, I'm not staying with you unless you admit to the world?
My understanding is that his adopted kid or kids was getting to the age where he felt like he needed to start living, living honest.
Yeah.
So he didn't have anything to hide.
Well,
so
good.
I see why a guy like him would not want to come out immediately, because I went to one of his shows when he was at the height of his American popularity.
Right.
I know he's continued to be successful around the world. But it was 85%
women.
Hot chicks.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like,
but
if
they
knew,
Mike, come on.
I don't know that they care that much.
And they don't care. Absolutely, they don't. They care because he's hot, and they like his music.
Yeah.
All right.
They don't care. But I want to know why Johnny thinks that posting something on a blog online
not
on the
public.
Internet doesn't count as coming out publicly.
Well, I mean, usually they make some kind of more press release type thing. I mean, it's
dude,
not
he
just...
put it on his website. I don't know how much more public you can get than that. You're just disappointed that he didn't do a big Oprah sit-down interview or something?
But I can't wait for the big Oprah sit-down interview, because that's next.
All right, thanks for the call, dude. Let's do one more. Louie calling about last night's Dancing with the Stars. He's on line 5 on the Kevin Abeen Show. Hey, Louie, welcome to the program. What's going on? Have you met my friend Booby?
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hi.
Hey, how sick is it to see Buzz Aldrin dancing on the stars? I just want to just see him fall.
Oh.
Break a hip and never get back up.
And I'm Buzz.
Ew.
I didn't watch last night. I did watch week 1, where he was one of the worst dancers I've ever seen in my life. And you're right, he's fragile. I mean, the guy's 80, and that's the draw is A, he's a internationally adored astronaut for walking on the moon, and B, he's really, really old, so there's a freak factor, a little curiosity from people tuning in to see how a guy like that's going to do. But if he does not get sent home tonight, then there's something going on. There's something weird, because he's terrible, right?
Well, people vote for popularity as much as anything.
That's a factor. That's true. What else happened last night? Just that he was bad again? Is that what you're saying, Lou?
Yeah, I think he still thinks he's on the moon and he's light on his feet.
All right, everybody.
Ba-dum-bum.
All right. All
right. Be here all week.
You and Booby.
Dip your riches. All right. Thank you very much for the calls. Hey, what about... What was the guy's name? Help me out here. He was here. He used to work here. Then he left. He was gone like last week. But I thought he was here yesterday for a day.
Oh, the sausage party?
Yeah, what is the sausage party?
Well, he called my cell phone about 3-4 minutes before we went on the air. Mm-hmm. And he says, what time is this show on? I said, I think we still go live the same time as we have been going live every day, Kevin. He said, okay, well, I'm going to be late. And not too late, but I'm going to be late.
And did he say it just like that? Is that a hint to perhaps what's going on?
Perhaps.
Perhaps I did say it like that. Maybe I said it differently, but maybe I said it just like that.
He may or may not be here. If he arrives, today he's going to share a story with us of a superstar celebrity, an A-list celebrity that he partied with over his vacation time last week.
Yeah, just hung out with.
Which you just hung out with, for not like met and shook hands or met and got an autograph or met and said hi. I mean, sat down next to and chatted for hours.
Yeah.
So what's that like? And how bored was that celebrity? So we'll find out coming up on today's show. Also, some follow-up on the story that Young Loveline's host Psycho Mike told us yesterday about the woman that had approached him at the gym who wants him to be a sperm donor.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk to some people today who have been through that experience. You've handed out your sperm to a friend. We want to find out what that was like.
You've been in search for sperm from a friend.
Yeah.
We'd like to talk to you ladies, too.
Mike is not.
Why are you
totally
looking for other donors? You want him to bid on you?
I think, Bean, would you agree that that's just as interesting to get the perspective
absolutely.
Of someone who's out there looking for it?
Sure.
Yeah, if you're that old and dried up and have no hope of getting a man, I'm curious what your life is like. So we definitely want to take your calls as well. So Mike hasn't totally closed the door because, frankly, he doesn't know, A, how he gets to deliver the sperm, and B, what kind of cash is involved if he says yes. So we want to find out what your experience is. Got more tickets for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. It is sold out for this Saturday night. You can win those on the way today. Got a new internet roundup today. The very latest from Spencer Pratt about Heidi's movie and the rumors in the tabloids that those two are splitting up. That continues to be talked about all over the place. Also, why Kesha sucks, part two on today's Kevin and Bean show. And Showbiz Beat, too. That's going to kick us off right after this. So come on right back on the Kevin and Bean show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 551.
It was so hard to tell if he was drunk or if he really meant something.
You haven't shaken off that morning voice yet.
No.
You still sound like a guy who just woke up.
I woke up about 7 minutes ago.
That hurts.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday, by the way. I shouldn't say this. You hate to spoil somebody's surprise. But this year, it was so random because we mock Kevin, but he's very, very rarely late. I mean, he does manage to time it that he walks in 15 seconds before we go on the air. It's extremely rare that he oversleeps.
Impressive, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not piling on here. But this year, because Kevin's birthday was yesterday, and it hasn't arrived yet, Kevin, I apologize, but I sent you the most awesome alarm clocks in the world.
Oh.
I sent you the alarm clock. I know you've seen Clocky, the one that jumps off your table and runs around the room. I sent you one of those.
It's a chaser.
I sent you a flying alarm clock that you have to catch in the air.
I like that one.
And I sent you another one that has a target on it where you have to hit the target with a laser in order to turn it off.
Here's the problem.
That's awesome.
The problem
is the best. What unbelievable timing. It's in transit right now. If it had arrived there on time, if I were a better friend and
got
it yesterday, maybe this wouldn't have happened today. So it's technically my fault.
So let's blame everything on you. I like it. The problem is that I have a wife. So I try to keep the noise down.
Right.
So as soon as the alarm goes off, I turn it off. And then I wake up at 5:07 or 5:08 or whatever it was and go, oh, come on!
Well, good times. Let's talk about Showbiz Beat. Psycho Mike, if you would, please, a little Blue Oyster Cult to get us started.
Oh, no. They say he's got to go. Godzilla.
Is coming back, one of the most popular sci-fi franchises in history, with more than 25 movies made going all the way back to 1954. You'd think that the Matthew Broderick Godzilla from 98 or 97, whenever that was, you'd think that that would have killed off the franchise for good, right?
It's so hard for people who didn't see that movie. It's so hard to describe how unbelievably bad it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
The dialogue, I mean, it sounds like it was maybe they scratched it out on the fly as they were filming the movie. They didn't spend any time on it all. And you go and you can mock a 2012 or some of those more recent, the Transformers, those kinds of movies. You can mock those. Those movies are masterpieces compared to how bad Godzilla was.
And wasn't the story about that, too, how much it cost? At that time, it was just enormously expensive.
Very seldom. Most of the time, when you're sitting in a movie watching, you think, I want this to be good because I'm here. I took the time. So I'm going to try and buy in. Right. I really want to buy in. And this movie just won't allow it.
You couldn't do it.
Yeah. There even was another Godzilla movie made after that in 2000. There was another Japanese version of Gojira made. So they keep coming, and there's going to be a new one. Daily Variety reports that there's a new film in the works for 2012. I don't know what the plot line is going to be, but you don't need to know much other than a big lizard coming after your city. But I for one, enjoyed a lot of the 50s and 60s Godzillas and hope that they can figure out a way to go back to... I think...
I think Godzilla got hurt when they stopped making it a man in a rubber suit. When they started getting all fancy with it. I think that's when it started to hurt.
It takes a certain amount of just cheesiness and people who know that's what they're doing to pull that off.
I agree completely, and they're going to try to go realistic with it. And the problem that I have with that is that I loved Cloverfield so much, and that's going to be exactly the same thing. You know what I'm saying? How are they going to differentiate it from Cloverfield enough for me to want to watch it?
Yeah, that's a good point, because Cloverfield did it great. So, yeah, they got their work cut out for them. We had a call a few minutes ago on Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew. Kevin, you were still sleeping, but somebody was phoning in about Buzz Aldrin, another disastrous performance last night on Dancing with the Stars.
He's the 99-year-old...
Yes, former astronaut. Exactly, yeah. Well, DialIdol.com, who have very successfully predicted who gets ousted each week on American Idol, they have figured out some way to monitor phone calls, is doing the same for Dancing with the Stars again this year. They say that the only person who's safe, the only person who's way out in front in the voting, is Chad Ochocinco, who was very likable, very positive, you know, very positive on that show, and a real good dancer. And he is safe. They're saying the bottom three this year are Aiden Turner, who I guess is a soap opera star, Lisa, do you know?
I have no idea.
Don't know.
Evan Lysacek, which really surprised me because he's the Olympic gold medalist, a speed skater, right?
Wow, yeah.
Or figure skater, one of those.
Yeah.
And Buzz Aldrin in the bottom three.
Wait a minute, I thought you said last week he was in the top three.
He was. He was in the top three. Huh. And maybe people were impressed that he was 99 and was out there dancing, but now they're saying, okay, but this guy really sucks. So we'll find out tonight. They combined last week's scores and this week's scores because they didn't eliminate anybody last week.
Oh,
so tonight
I see.
We find out.
Oh, he's probably safe then because he was in the top.
Because he got a big leg up from last night. So anyway, that's your Dancing with the Stars update.
I'm Ashley Costa.
And I'm Buzz. When I first met Ashley, I thought, this is a really cute babe. This is going to be a real treat.
Yeah. Yeah, he's creepy. It is Tuesday. That means new music available for download, new videos in store and for download. Alice in Wonderland, the Disney version, the animated Disney version, is on sale today. Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakle, one of the biggest hits of the last year. Finally out on DVD today.
Thank God, now I can rent that.
Finally.
Now you can own it. Forget rent it. You can own it. Watch it whenever you want. Downey Jr., Sherlock Holmes. Robert Downey Jr., Jude Law, Sherlock Holmes, which I never saw in theaters.
It's so good.
I really like that.
That's out today. And of course, they're working on the sequel. Our friend Joe Rogan, his comedy DVD, Talking Monkeys in Space. If you haven't seen that special yet, with lots of extras, that's available today. And Steven Seagal, Lawmen, complete season one.
Woo!
Come on.
That's been canceled, right? Today.
I think it's coming back. I heard it was coming back for a second season. Yeah.
Good news.
Celebrity birthdays today. At one time, this man was called God in graffiti scrawled in walls all over the world. We're talking about the great Eric Clapton, 65. He doesn't exactly play fast anymore. He's really turned into slow hand lately. He's been kind of mellow the last couple of decades, but he's still a hell of a guitar player, 65 years old today. Piers Morgan, judge on America's Got Talent, is 45 today. Paul Reiser, who at one time was the star of one of the biggest shows on television called Mad About You, back in the 90s, enormously popular on NBC. Didn't he virtually vanish after that show went off the air?
Yes.
Yeah.
You almost never see that
it's
guy.
Like witness weird location time. I mean, no sightings, nothing, no news about him, anything.
It's weird. TV's Gomez Adams from the Adams Family, John Astin, is 80 years old today. Multiple Grammy Award winner Norah Jones turns 31. It's Hammer time, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Come
MC
on.
Hammer.
Yeah.
48 today. Oscar-winning actor Warren Beatty, 73, who, by the way, you know, with all the reports that came out in that book about the 10,000 women that he had sex with or something?
Right.
He handled that pretty well. He just ignored it, and it went away.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, why would you deny it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Just go, all right, that's fine, even if it was much lower than that.
Celine Dion is 42 today, and Ian Ziering, little Steve from Beverly Hills 90210, how is he 45 years old today? But that is the Showbiz Report.
K-R-O-Q-Q-Q-Q. People are switching to Charter for lots of reasons.
Rain, trees, my satellite was constantly going out. With Charter TV in digital, I watch all my sports. There's free on demand, and I can get access to free HD channels.
But Charter's more than reliable TV. Here's Kate.
I had slow DSL from the phone company, but I switched to faster Charter Internet. Now with speeds up to 8 megs, 60% faster for the same price. plus Power Boost for bursts of speed and faster downloads.
Don't settle for slow DSL anymore. Let's hear from Barb.
I joined over 1.5 million people who have already switched to Charter Phone. Same clear, reliable sound, same number, lower price.
Switch to Charter today and lock in a low price for 2 years. Select TV and internet bundle packages start at $89.98 a month for 24 months. Bundle packages with phone also available. And convenient 2-hour appointment windows available. Call today, 1-888-GET-CHARTER. That's 888-GET-CHARTER.
Limited time offer, 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. Standard rates apply after 2 years. Taxes, fees, equipment, install extra. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Meet Julie. She's the queen of marketing.
Not really, but my coworkers call me that.
Julie reaches all of her customers with just a few clicks of her mouse. Julie's secret, email marketing with iContact.com.
I use iContact.com to stay connected to my current and prospective customers.
iContact.com lets you easily create, send, and track your email newsletters, surveys, and more.
I can use my own designs or pick from over 250 of iContact's available email templates. And within minutes, I've contacted all of my targeted customers and prospects.
Reach prospective customers and retain the customers you already have with iContact, just like Julie, the queen of marketing, does.
Stop it. You're embarrassing me.
Visit iContact.com to take a free trial and use promo code SMART to save $20 on new accounts and upgrades. Visit iContact.com. That's iContact with the letter I and enter promo code SMART.
The biggest party in the desert returns. Coachella, the most critically acclaimed music festival in the U.S.
I'm from the Empire State.
The Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, featuring some of the most groundbreaking artists in music today, including Jay-Z, Muse, Gorillaz, LCD Sound System, Face No More, Them Crooked Vultures, Tiesto, Thom Yorke, Vampire Weekend, MGMT, Phoenix, and many more. 3 days, over 130 artists on multiple stages. Friday, April 16th, Saturday, April 17th, and Sunday, April 18th at Empire Polo Club in Indio, California. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations and Coachella.com. Stay on site all weekend long with many options, including car camping and air-conditioned tents. For more information, go to Coachella.com. Produced by Golden Voice.
Who are Houthari? They call themselves Christian warriors. The feds say they're Christian terrorists who wanted to wage war with an antichrist government, evil Jews and Muslims, by killing police officers and bombing their funerals. 9 rounded up in the Midwest, led by David Brian Stone and his sons. Apparently, they practiced out in the open.
There's a fireworks factory nearby that does some testing. A lot of folks around there just hunt all the time. There's a lot of target practicing. Literally, all this gunfire was going unnoticed in this area.
Russia's Putin vows to wipe out the terrorists who bombed the Moscow subway. President Obama this morning saying we're hyper-conscious of transportation security, trains, subways, buses. The battling McCourts in court. She wants $1 million a month. He says, how about $150,000 and sell some of the houses that ate up all his money? P.S. The marriage contract gives him the Dodgers. More to come. Rain to come tomorrow. 60s today. 60 at K-Rock. I'm Talk on the Rock.
The Kevin and Bean Show. 106.7 KROQ FM and HD1. Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. Rock of the 80s, HD2. The world famous K-Rock.
I'm
106 points.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. In a couple of minutes, we're going to bring Miss Cleo, who answers the phones here for the Kevin and Bean Show, in here and school her. She does not understand the incredible power she is wielding under her bra, and she's wasting it. She's not going to stay young forever. She needs to use them while she's got them.
Wow, so I don't know that we want to take that angle.
This is rough.
Yeah,
we'll try to help her out. First, though, Kevin, you've got a complaint about a certain particular multi-platinum recording artist. Am I right?
Here's the thing. I used to think Lady Gaga was, you know, as low as it gets. She's got catchy music.
Yeah.
But the way she dresses and all the stuff that she does, here's how music works. Music works like this. Great artists come along in hip-hop, R&B, rap, whatever. They come along and they create. And then the whole world goes their direction. And then everybody starts copying them. Mm-hmm. And then the people that are bad start copying them. And then it's those people that kill off that type of music. And then everyone starts looking someplace else. That's what happened with rock. Remember when grunge was huge in the early 90s?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then there were a bunch of bands that sounded like that. And then there were bad bands that started trying to sound like that. And they killed the whole genre, basically, for a while.
That's how you go from Pearl Jam and Nirvana up here to Creed down here. And then all of a sudden, nobody wants to hear any rock. Right, yes. I understand.
So Lady Gaga, I didn't realize, was not as low as we were going to go.
Oh.
She's brilliant. Lady Gaga is the top of the charts. She might be an opera singer. I'm not sure. But Kesha, spelled with a dollar sign, first of all. First of all. K-E dollar sign S-H, I mean H-A. Mm-hmm. First of all, death penalty. Really?
That seems a little
so
extreme.
Here's what I'm saying. It's so stupid, obviously, dumb.
It's so look at me, don't listen to me.
Right.
Right.
But then wouldn't you do that and go, even if it's you doing it, you go, that's really lame. I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, I would.
She spells her name with a dollar sign, and her first hit was TikTok, T-I-K-T-O-K.
Right.
So here's what I found out. It really makes things interesting if you misspell them. That's the lesson that I took away from that. But she baby talks, and that's the thing that drives me the most crazy. She's a baby talker.
Yeah, she is.
And she also talks like she's a dude. And after we had this conversation last time, I had a bunch of email. People were going, dude, she's teaching, you know, girls to become whores. It's great. She's teaching them to, you know, they just go out and just have meaningless sex. That's fantastic. But she's not. She's talking about it as if she's a guy, not a girl.
Right.
So you've moved past TikTok, and your new obsession now is blah, 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 right?
Well, yes. First, I don't even know what this song is from, but I do want to play this for you because it's such a perfect example of what she does. Looking like pimps.
She's auto-tune looking like, much?
Right, they auto-tune the hell out of her so that there's no voice there anymore.
No, you can't tell at all what she sounds like.
But here's the thing, guys that wrote to me and said she's training girls to be whores. Yeah. No, she thinks she's a pimp. We're looking like pimps in our Go Trans Am. F you. And then there was the hell of TikTok where she wakes up in a bathtub. And she's getting ready to go out. She's going to stay out for about 24 hours, so she brushes her teeth with whiskey.
Yeah, what's that about?
She's tough.
She parties, Bean.
Yeah.
She doesn't have... Crest is out of the question. She's got 24 hours of partying ahead of her, and she needs to start by brushing with Jack. And that means if you run into her at any point and make out with her, you're basically making out with a homeless dude because she's got whiskey breath. And that's not what you want, right?
That's not sexy.
That is not sexy.
And then there's a bunch of baby talk in this one, too, as well.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack, because when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
Okay, now, here's where she gets into her rhyming BS. And it's just, it drives me crazy.
I'm talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes, boys blowing up. Phones.
I'd like to suggest that phones is not a rhyme
with
clothes.
No, it didn't rhyme at all.
Toes, clothes, phones.
Right.
That's not a rhyme.
No. But she's not smart enough to write any of these songs, right? She's got a team of producers who are making her sound like this, and she has to, right?
But I'm saying other people are writing that as a rhyme?
Well, unfortunate, yeah.
Get a little bit tipsy.
They do that a lot where they use the auto-tune while she's talking. Mm-hmm. It's not enough to auto-tune her while she's singing to make sure she's on tune or whatever. She talks and they use the auto-tuner. So they don't even want her talking voice to come through.
And now the dudes are lining up because they hear we got swagger, but we kick them to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger is... a hideous blow pin.
Yeah. He's close to, he's got to be 70, I'll tell you that.
He's wrinkly, he's beef jerky.
Well, I never understood that at all, why she would only go out with a guy who looks like her grandpa. What's that about?
That has to be a joke, I don't know. Or she couldn't come up with anything else that rhymes with swagger.
Right, exactly.
But yeah. But really, Jagger, Mick Jagger. I mean, really, unless they looked like Mick Jagger?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That doesn't make any sense. That's ridiculous. I mean, look, he was a sex symbol in the 60s and 70s. Those times are way behind us and way before Kesha was born.
Talking about everybody getting crunk. Boys try to touch my junk.
And now here she goes again. She talks about her private parts as if they're junk. That's what guys say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys right. call Girls their unit junk. Girls don't
tough.
Say that.
She's tough. Dude?
She's a dude, and she parties, and she brushes her teeth with Jack.
It's not gonna be getting too drunk. No, the party don't start till I walk in. Don't stop.
So there's the auto tune. All right, so now we get to blah blah blah. This is her statement song. This song's gonna be around forever. I mean, really, because it begins with. Okay, that's how it starts. I'm not kidding. That's the beginning of the song.
She's had a rough night.
Really?
She's been partying.
But
people
really?
Been touching her junk.
But
like guys do.
But I'm saying, really?
Blowing up her phone.
Blah, 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 blah. And there's no one blowing up her phone, by the way, just for the record. That's not happening. There's no phone blowing up by guys.
Coming at your mouth with your blah, blah, blah. Zip your lip like a padlock. Yeah. And meet me in the back with the jack of the jukebox.
See, she wants to meet you in the back with the jack of the jukebox because she's a dude.
Right.
Right.
Less talking from you.
Yeah, I don't need to hear your blah, blah, blah is what she's saying to guys. Now,
well, I have to say, from this point of view, I kind of appreciate that.
Right. No, but here's the thing. And it's that guys feel that way a lot about girls because to guys, sex is just meaningless and fun.
Right.
Don't need conversation. Let's just bang it out and never talk again. For guys, that's the way we think.
Right.
That's not the way most girls think, though.
But this is Kesha.
And she's not a girl.
With a dollar sign.
It is Kesha with a dollar sign. That's true. I didn't think
that's
about that
you don't understand.
Specifically.
That's how talking talking that.
Okay, so now she does that.
Wow.
She does that baby talk. I don't know.
But that's
15 times.
That's what's funny is because she's supposed to be this tough dude and then the baby talks.
F you. Honestly. So that's the song and then she goes back to. Now here's my other favorite thing. She does the assumptive close, which is everyone wants to have sex with me, but I'm not going to let you. No, sorry, not interested.
Hey, if you've seen the bikini pictures
right.
of her on the websites, no one should want to have sex with her.
Go.
She's built like a dude. She might be a dude. You could be honest.
She's
something
a
here.
Dude. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah, go to Tyler Durden. He's got pictures of her wearing a swimsuit, and you look at her from behind, and she is SpongeBob SquareAss.
She totally is. That's absolutely right.
Unbelievable. All right, now this is my favorite rhyme. Think you'll be getting this, she points to her body, nah, nah, nah.
Yeah.
Now, what rhymes with nah, nah, nah?
Well,
is it car?
Clearly.
Is the word car? Would you put car as the rhyming
no.
word?
It did not come to mind.
So she doesn't even try to say car now. She just says car. Because it doesn't rhyme. There's no rhyme there. Think you'll be getting this? Nah, nah, nah. Not in the back of my car.
Yeah, that's not trying.
What's happening?
I don't know.
That's how talking that. Blah, blah, blah. That's how talking that.
Okay, now here's where I realize she has a penis. That Kesha has a wiener. That's the announcement today.
Oh, okay.
Kesha has a wiener. She's talking to a guy about having sex with him in the bar, and she says,
I don't care where you live at. Just turn around, boy. Let me hit that.
All right. So if I'm a guy, and I'm going to have sex with her,
yeah.
she uh-huh. wants me to turn around.
Right.
So she can hit that.
That
yeah.
is puzzling.
Now, how does that work?
I am not sure.
There's only one way it works.
Right,
Kevin.
She has a wiener. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever to have her say, turn around and let me hit that.
Yeah, because what can she do from behind? Exactly.
I mean, she certainly can't hit that. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't care where you live at. Just turn around, boy. Let me hit that. Don't be a little bitch with your chit-chat. Just show me where you hit that.
Yeah, and then she says, just show me where your blank is at. It's on the back of my knee, Kesha, where they all are. What's wrong with you? Where do you think it is? It's where yours is. Mine is where yours is.
Wow.
She's a dude. She needs to die. She's ruining dance, R&B, hip-hop, and rap. All of it in one swipe.
That's impressive.
So, die.
Oh, f*** you.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 20 minutes till 7 o'clock.
Miss Cleo, show me your boobs.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Your chance at April Foolishness tickets for the sold-out show this Saturday night coming up. Also, Kevin will tell us about the major, major A-list celebrity that he partied with during his vacation. I can't wait to hear about that.
Partied with might be an overstatement.
But as I said earlier today, it's not like you saw this guy at a crowd or waved to him.
No.
You spent a considerable amount of time with him and talking to him.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, very impressive. So I want to hear all about that. First, though, we only have a minute here, but we have to slap Miss Cleo upside the head here because she's – you know how infuriating Kesha is to you, Kevin?
Yes.
Well, that's how Miss Cleo is to me.
No, but wait, I want to kill Kesha. You can't want to kill Miss Cleo.
No, I don't want to kill her. I want to school her is what I want. Right. Miss Cleo, who answers the phones here at the Kevin and Bean Show, who we're very fond of. Please don't misunderstand. We like Miss Cleo very much. But I want to beat her around the head and shoulders when she comes in and says things like she said today, which is, I don't understand why people are still calling and asking me why I haven't done the jumping jacks yet for the website. Now,
And then she follows that up with, they're just boobs.
Yeah. How do you not know how much you've angered the world by saying that you would, if I recall, there was a bet made, and if you lost, you said you'd do jumping jacks on the website for what? Was it 30 seconds or something? Is that all it was, right?
Yeah.
And then you welched on it and you won't do it. What makes you think people are going to forget that? That's like OJ going, well, the murders, that was a long time ago.
That was a while back.
Look past that. Come on. It's very similar in that how can you expect us to just forget about that? I mean, that's something that we lay awake at night dreaming of, Miss Cleo, and it's within your power to accomplish for us. It will take literally 30 seconds of your time, yet you won't make the world happy. You might as well have the cure to AIDS and hide it.
It's unfathomable to me that people want to see me doing jumping jacks. I don't get it.
Are you new on Earth? Did you just arrive?
Where do we start? Let me see if I can just try to put
you're
this
trying,
on.
You try, because I'm not getting through. What do you got?
Guys love boobs.
Okay.
Okay, can we start there?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, not a little. A lot. So, jumping jacks, which clearly involves movement of said boobs, guys are very interested in. So there's no – to guys, it's not – they're just boobs. To guys, they're the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Really?
Yes.
And also this morning, she was not willing to admit that she had special boobs. Like, she's like, they're just kind of – they're not circus boobs. They're just boobs. I mean, they're normal boobs.
What size are they?
Like a 36 double D.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. But here's the thing, and here's the important part. She doesn't have a 36 double D body to support them. So all the better.
Right.
All the better.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would make us so happy. I don't know why you can't see that. How are you still so goddamn stingy?
Okay, Bean, because Bean, when you say stuff like you should be able to get an apartment and a car and not have to pay for anything in your entire life with your boobs.
Right?
That's ridiculous.
Okay,
no, why is it ridiculous? It's not ridiculous. There are lots of women out there who do that.
There are a lot of women who get a lot more with a lot less.
Right.
Exactly. Absolutely.
But the point is that you don't get anything. Like, you have that,
and
you get zero.
I get 7 tickets with them.
7 speeding tickets?
Yes.
Right. That's our point.
That's exactly our point.
You get pulled over 7. If I get pulled over 7 times for speeding, I get 7 tickets. I don't have those. You do, and you get the same amount of tickets. What's happening with you?
Kevin can't tell the cop, I'm showing a little leg.
Right. I mean, we don't have that option.
There
and by the way,
needs to be
a school we can take her to or some way we can get her to just wake up and realize what she's got because she's not getting any younger.
Well,
she's not – I mean, seriously.
Don't go there.
She's
what
got a limited,
with you?
She's got a limited amount
there.
Of time.
Come on.
She's an Olympic athlete in her prime right now. Now's the time she needs to be out there winning gold medals.
She really That's needs like the undercover boss or like the Trading Places scenario where she goes a couple weeks having A-cups. Because she does – I don't think she really realizes how –
would,
much of a gift she had.
That wouldn't
I would
help.
Be fine with that, actually.
That wouldn't
would
help. She needs to
that.
Go for a couple of weeks as a guy.
All right,
and
let me ask you this.
Your perspective.
That's a great idea. Let me ask you this, and we are unfortunately out of time to continue this another day. But if you were to wake up tomorrow with A cups, what would you do for work?
Oh,
Cleo, you're a dumb bitch. Shut the f- up. Get off the radio and go run.
Exactly.
Fair question.
I think that's a... You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday. Ralph Garman out for a couple of days. We're taking turns filling in on the showbiz beat, and I'm very concerned. Have your finger on the button. Get ready to dump out of this as anytime you feel like it, Kevin, because it's Psycho Mike's turn this hour to tell us what's going on in Hollywood.
Can I dump out on
Have
every
we
word?
Run out of everyone else?
I know. It's kind of sad. Mike, what?
What are you doing over there?
Oh, nice. Remix.
On. What? I can control this little machine over here. Lindsay Lohan.
That's a good start.
Is going to die, according to all the entertainment media. They're already like writing her obituary.
By the way, it's not just that; it's the police. I mean, it's serious people who don't make those predictions.
Yeah. Well, she answered back yesterday saying, "I'm fine.
Oh, good.
I'm
good.
Working." And healthy.
She's working on what?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking about. I guess she still does have the knee pad leggings that she's been spewing all over the internet and
so
stuff like that.
But
she's certainly not working in the entertainment industry at all.
She's lying.
And then there was the weird pictures that surfaced from Saturday night where she's got white powder all over her ankles and legs.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's because her nasal passages are all burned through. And
she's snorting it from between her toes?
Right. I don't understand how, if that is cocaine, which we can all assume it is because it's Lindsay Lohan.
We can guess. We don't know.
Why it would be in her pumps and like erupting out all over her legs. It looked like a bad Steve Miller video or just like a fog machine erupting out of her feet. And I've done a lot of blow and been around blow a lot, and I've never... felt the need to put it in my shoes like that, but
look, I don't think there's any chance it's cocaine because that would be retarded. No one would waste it like that. But I think it has to be like baby powder or athlete's foot powder or something like
right.
that.
Okay,
but she had selling her shoes.
She's
right?
snorting baby
if
powder.
$500 Jimmy Choo shoes. Are you really putting like the Safeway drugstore? Baby powder inside while they wait on your shoe rack. I doubt it.
I don't know.
Look,
I can't figure it out.
It's impossible to tell, but it is there. There is white powder there.
And that's the next thing, is that if you're Lindsay Lohan and you know that everybody's watching everything you do and there's 10,000 paparazzi outside your door, don't you notice the foot and a half of white powder that goes up from your kneecap to your leg?
Guys, I would really literally have to guess it was her hiding place. That she needed a hiding place.
Then it was an awful lot that
Maybe.
She stuck in there.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean,
that
was a crap load of powder.
Nothing else, nothing makes sense.
I mean, you try to make sense of it, but Kevin's right. If you wear outfits that don't have pockets.
Right.
And you're going to places where they're going to check your handbag.
Right.
It's not that crazy that you'd put an 8-ball in your shoe, but...
Yeah.
No, that's neither here nor
Wouldn't
there.
Would you put it in your bra first?
Oh,
she doesn't wear a bra.
Yeah. Callie, don't you understand?
Come on now. They're just boobs.
Yesterday, it was announced that Marissa Miller is going to be the official spokeswoman/model for Harley Davidson Motorcycles.
Wow. Mike has been long obsessed with Marissa Miller, and rightfully so.
Well, it's just because communists like Kevin say, well, she's all right.
No, that's not true. It was the conversation we had was, she's the hottest woman in the world. So that category, I mean, you have to be perfect
right,
to be the hottest woman.
And I still stand behind it because there's other girls that I may find to be quote-unquote prettier.
Right.
But no one gets that visceral reaction out of me where if I glance by a picture of Marissa Miller, I stop what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I completely am entranced in what's going on.
Don't get me wrong. I do the same. She's a 10.
Yeah.
It's just, when you're talking about the most, I think there are other girls with prettier faces. But
But there's nothing wrong with her.
Do you feel me though on that one, where you could see pictures of a lot of girls, and if you did like a police lineup of pictures of Marissa Miller, that's the one that turns you into like some dumb animal.
Yes. Right.
Look at how hot she is. Isn't that crazy?
Minnie McCready, I guess, country singer. You probably know her best from one of Dr. Drew's
Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah,
she's more famous at this point for her drug addiction than she is for her country music career.
Lisa, back me up on this. The awesome seizure she had.
Oh, the seizure was unbelievable. Oh, my God. Never seen anything like that.
It is scary.
Well, I guess yesterday was announced that she has a sex tape that's going to be coming out that Vivid's getting behind. And not only is she having sex on this sex tape with a former boyfriend named Peter, but she's supposedly goes into details about her affair with Roger Clemens.
Like, well, that's what I was wondering about, details. Because she was 15 when she started hanging out with him, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yep.
So, I mean,
if she's lying.
If you just try to market a tape of two, you know, young amateurs having sex, it's not that interesting because she's not that hot. But I guess people are going to really be interested in seeing this video because she's going to talk about, you know, the lurid details of having sex with Roger Clemens when she was underage.
So. Mm. Oh, no. She's a whore.
Kelly Brook is...
I like your choice of stories, by the way.
Yeah, I'm doing what's
a theme, for sure.
Doing what's interesting to me. Kelly Brook is a British model, and she just got a contract to be the new official model for Ultimo Lingerie.
I don't know what that is.
Ultimo Lingerie is a lingerie company.
That's okay, good enough.
That's all I know. And if you go to our favorite website, What Would Tyler Durden Do?, you can see some of the pictures of her modeling Ultimo Lingerie.
Depends on what you're going for. If you're going for accurate entertainment news, it's TMZ. If you're going for hot chick pictures, Tyler Durden, hands down.
Yeah.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
And finally.
What do you want to wrap this up, Bean? This is a good one.
Ricky Martin can stop living this double life. He can keep this horrible secret that he's had bottled up his entire life come out. And yesterday he admitted that he was, in fact, gay on his website.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm trying not to take this personally, but when I did my extensive 10-part sit-down interview with Mr. Martin at the height of his fame in the 90s, you'll recall, that came up and we discussed that whole thing about him being gay. Why is it now making news as if this information hasn't been out there for a long, long time?
He was convincing. When you got him to talk about it, that was the first time I'd really seen any kind of in-depth thing on it. So
here's a clip of me with Ricky Martin from back in the day. You'll hear what I'm talking about. Ricky Martin, say hi to LA, man!
All the best, LA.
I mean, right there, it's pretty clear. He's not hiding anything.
That's the whole thing, by the way. There's nothing
really
else.
That was it? You walked up, Bean said that, and then you walked away?
No, man, it was one of those red carpet things, and right. He was literally running past us. So Bean just yelled that, and he yelled back, and then there was no more...
Ricky Martin, say hi to LA
now! All the best for LA.
That was it. So I would just like to say, I scooped Ricky Martin on this late-breaking story.
Which one of his, like, white handlers gave him all my best to LA as the one thing to say and go to?
Don't know.
All my best.
Bean surprised him, so I don't know. I mean, maybe he wasn't ready for it. I don't know.
And more so than his, like, flaming music and his, like, really weird outfits, I think, like, every summer the pictures of him doing push-ups in a thong with his, like, male friends and, like, kicking the soccer ball around in the cheetah G-string, that's really more of all the evidence we needed to know.
There was no secret. There was no announcement needed. No one cared. Do people still care?
No. They really don't.
Do they at any part of the country, though? We always talk about the South or whatever. People don't care, right?
I don't know.
I think they do. I think people still care whether or not a guy's gay or not. But I don't.
I doubt his fans.
When you're Ricky
care.
Martin, right? Exactly. When you're Ricky Martin, but I still think there's plenty of people around the world, not only in this country, that you know, that will judge someone for
that
being
would not buy his album because he's gay.
Sure. Wow. If Toby Keith came out tomorrow and said he was gay, he would lose half his fans.
The country crowd is a little harsh on that. Yeah.
Celebrity birthdays: Warren Beatty, Real G. A guy you can really look up to. Kids out there, Warren Beatty, 73 years old. Eric Clapton, one of the greatest guitar players to ever live. Celine Dion.
One of the worst singers to ever live.
42 years old. And Norah Jones, 31 years old. And that is the Showbiz Beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We've got more tickets for you for the sold-out April Foolishness concert coming up this Saturday night. What a great lineup with Jimmy Kimmel and Jay Moore, Joe Rogan, Aziz Ansari, Sarah Silverman, Jeffrey Ross, Adam Carolla, Bill Burr, and Jimmy Kimmel Live's house band Cleto and the Cletones. Raising a lot of money for charity. I think it's the best comedy lineup you'll find on any stage in this country in 2010. And you get to be there. We've got tickets up close in the Fancy Pants section coming up in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Forgot to mention when I was talking about Kesha that I put up a post on our website, kevinandbean.com. Go there and look for Kesha.
And there's clips of her videos and a picture of her in a bikini.
We're just going to get infuriated all over again?
Well, I hope it's entertaining. For me, if I didn't get that anger out, I would hurt someone. So okay. It was therapeutic for me. So go to KevinAndBean.com and look that up. I had a huge celebrity sighting over the weekend. Huge for me. I know that not a lot of people in this room love soccer. Bean's, yeah. Bean's average.
I like soccer. Yeah. I do. And I live in Seattle, which is one of the big soccer towns in America. They pull 40,000 for Seattle Sounders fans, and people really, really follow it like it's a real sport here.
Yeah. But, I mean, I have 20 games that are TiVo'd at home from the English Premier League and from, the La Liga and Barcelona. I have all these games and the UEFA Cup and everything. And I record all these soccer games, and especially a Galaxy fan. Landon Donovan, fantastic. He went over and played for Everton. I watched every game that he played for Everton.
Wow.
Does that make me gay?
No.
Okay.
I don't think
you're
so.
You're a giant fan.
You're just a big fan of soccer.
I know.
You're a giant
It's close.
Fan.
So anyway, the Galaxy loaned him to a team named Everton in the English Premier League. Now he's back and he's playing with the Galaxy. Beckham.
Sort of.
Went over to, no, Beckham is the one who's not playing.
Oh, okay.
He went over to AC Milan. I watched every game that he played with AC Milan, and he ended up hurting his Achilles tendon, and he had to have surgery, and he's super bummed because the World Cup starts on June 11th, and he's just so, bummed. So
well,
wanted
he
to
can't
be there.
Do it. Yeah.
He wanted to play in his fourth World Cup, which is a huge deal. I mean, that's a man who's got a career with some staying power,
yeah.
And it was very, very, very important to him, and this is an injury that's going to sideline him for months, right?
He was the captain of the English team for at least one of the years, I think two or three times, at the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a huge, everybody has the people that they're fascinated by. That and I told you the story of meeting Magic Johnson. He's another one of those guys where you just go, I don't have the time to say anything. There's nothing I could say that would ever catch him up
heard.
Or that he would care about.
Right.
So David Beckham is the same kind of thing. And I saw him at the Galaxy game on Saturday night. They had the first home game.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't play, so he was on crutches and he had one of those walking boots. And he was sitting in the suite right above me, and it was David Beckham.
Now what do you do?
So
now, but this wasn't like David the Magic Beckham. Johnson thing where you ran into him in a crowd and you had 3 seconds to come up with something to say and you embarrassed yourself. This is, I'm in the same place as David Beckham for a while.
Right.
And
for,
now I've got a chance to really kind of plan my attack, right?
For 2 hours. He's sitting right within talking distance of me. So I started talking to him. I was like, hey, how'd the surgery go? And just trying to... you try to meet them on their ground and
right.
talk about what they know and how the surgery go fine. I was like, there's no possible way for the World Cup. No possible way. He's like, no, it happens. It happens, mate. It happens. And then we talked about soccer, and I think we had a great conversation. I mean, I think he was really fascinated, probably more by me than I was by him, because of my extensive knowledge.
Or he was trapped.
An ability to...
And
that's true.
To entertain, unable to move.
To entertain endlessly.
Did you feel like you did not embarrass yourself in this conversation? That you kind of had appropriate topics and you weren't drooling or making a fool of yourself around Mr. Beckham?
I felt it didn't go as bad as Magic Johnson, which was, great. It didn't go that poorly.
Yeah.
But I guarantee, here's the thing about when you meet somebody like that you've admired for a long time. It never goes as well as you want it to go.
Right.
And
in your mind, what you want is you're going to exchange emails and phone numbers, and now you're going to be BFFs. And he's going to be calling you the next day going, Kevin, let's hang out.
Yeah. 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 Or at the very least, like, he gets an idea of what he means to you, or anything is accomplished. But then you always have that fear in your head, which was, I was way more excited to meet him than he was me. And there's no way that conversation went as well for him as I thought it did.
Well, you don't have to wonder anymore, Kevin, because we told producer Alex that you ran into Beckham over the weekend, and she has lined him up, and we have David Beckham on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. How about that?
Kevin Bean, good morning. How are you? Cheers.
Hey, David.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
Trying to recover from that conversation we had.
what do you mean, to recover? It was too good?
Well...
It was too exciting?
To be quite honest with you, you're a nice man. Really,
Thank you.
I have to say, you're a really nice guy.
Thanks.
I just didn't appreciate you taking your pants off right in the middle of the conversation there.
What?
Oh, Mr. Beckham, I love soccer so much. You're one of my favorite players.
I don't remember.
Can you gargle with this pickle for me? I'd love to take a picture.
Oh, you didn't say that, Kevin.
Of course not.
How about you push this sausage through a donut for me? I'd just love to see that. Do you want a popper?
David, don't lie. People are going to believe this.
No, really. I just love soccer so much. I'm an American, but I love your European sport. Look at me.
Okay.
Do you have a rubber ball gag, Mr. Beckham? I'd love to see you put it on.
So it wasn't as entertaining for you as it was for me?
And then trying to get me to eat those mini sirloin burgers. For real.
Oh, my God.
You just wanted to watch him eat, Kevin? Or what's going on?
I just thought maybe he's hungry. That's all.
You want to go down to West Hollywood with me? I'd love for you to accompany me to my favorite bar, Trunks.
I didn't say that, by the way.
You sure did.
No.
David Beckham, have you ever seen a fully shaved man before? Let me take off my green jacket.
What are you talking about?
That's a dumb jacket.
I didn't.
That was a dumb jacket.
It is a dumb jacket.
You've got a giant head.
I do have a giant head.
With yellow pubes on top. You're a grown man.
It's my hair.
Get a pot going or something. You're a grown man. Enough with the Madra shorts and the pube head.
But come on now. It's not a pube head. It's just.
Sound like they're going to be friends after this.
It may be bad hair, but it's not.
You're a nice guy. Really. I appreciate
you. Let's leave it at that.
I appreciate you all the support, but for reals.
Right.
No. Get a pair of pants and comb your hair.
It was bad. But it was a soccer game.
Enough with the pleather jacket.
I can wear shorts.
It's goddamn embarrassing.
Okay.
Well, he is a fashionista. David Beckham knows what he's talking about. He's talking about how to dress, Kevin. You got to listen to the guy. He's got credibility.
All right, so scratch jacket. Yeah. All right.
Ooh, I just love you so much, Mr. Beckham.
I'm sorry.
Is there any way I can get a lock of your hair to take home?
I didn't say
that.
I
just love the way you smell. What cologne do you use, Mr. Beckham?
I didn't say that.
Let me rub your cashmere sweater. It just feels so good to the touch.
How dare you?
I'm sorry you had to be embarrassed.
Weird, babe. I thought you Americans were manly. All right. Watch a John Wayne movie or something. Do some push-ups. For real, mate.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Beckham. Okay, good. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Got an email from apparently a long, long time Kevin and Bean listener who suggested after the news came out that Ricky Martin was out of the closet, announced on his website that he's gay, that we need to check in with his little brother Dickie Martin and find out how he's thinking. Now that's going back a ways. I don't think we're going to have time to call Dickie, but those were good times when he was doing Living El Pollo Loco?
Yes.
He did on our show, right?
Yeah. And at the Weenie Roast concert,
come on,
came out on stage. Performed it, and Bean and I were mariachis in the background with giant sombreros. That happened.
That was good times. But here's the thing. We've been talking about this off the air. Ricky Martin comes out yesterday on the website and says, and I think I got this right, Lisa. You were asking earlier why now. I think it's because he's got a kid. He adopted a kid who's at an age now where he's asking questions and is going to hear it anyway. So why not be honest and you know, be a good role model, live an honest, open life, right? Who cares, I guess, is the first question that comes up, especially with a guy like Ricky Martin, when it has been so obvious since the first time we ever saw him on TV that he's gay.
Well, and that's my feeling. Like, most of his fans have to know, and clearly they don't care.
But you know what? That's an interesting point, because remember Clay Aiken was one of the examples we were talking about off the air. There were a lot of people, being included, who would defend him and say, no, what are you talking about? No, no way. No, no.
Really?
Don't you remember when, before he came out as gay, people would try to convince you that he wasn't?
Oh, I thought they were just kidding.
Me too. But,
well, you know,
maybe Bean was. I don't know.
I was just kidding because he was so clearly gay. But you could even, while we're talking about American Idol, Adam Lambert would not come out while he was still in competition on American Idol. That's as recent as last year. And that got me to thinking after this Ricky Martin thing. Had Adam Lambert come out, and it was pretty clear to anybody who watched the show that either he was just an incredibly flamboyant heterosexual singer, or he was gay.
Now,
and that
by
was
the way,
what was comfortable.
Pretty clear is the biggest understatement ever. I mean, it was a given.
It was possible that he wasn't gay.
I mean,
there certainly was some chatter.
There was
about
1% chance he wasn't gay.
Exactly. I agree with you, Lisa. But there's a reason he didn't come out during the show, and I have to imagine that he thought, this is going to cost me some votes somewhere on this program. And that's the part that I'm having trouble getting my head around.
In the Bible Belt, he might be right.
But wouldn't people vote for him as a contestant on American Idol? He ended up doing very well. He was the runner-up on the show last year. They would vote for him if they liked him as an entertainer, as a performer, as a singer. How could they possibly care whether Adam Lambert was gay or not, just like Ricky Martin? How could anyone possibly care whether he's gay or not?
Well, if you,
you either like his music or you don't.
You think he's committing a sin and living a terrible life and is a terrible example to kids.
But it's funny you would say that because I grew up in a super religious family. Hard to believe.
It is hard to believe.
You fell pretty far from that game, by the way.
I don't know.
They've
given up on me a long time ago. But, you know, we were taught when I was a kid that homosexuality is not God's way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we were also...
It's in the Bible, right? It's a sin. I mean, that's what a lot of people believe.
But we were also taught, and I think there are a lot more people like this than everyone realizes. I hope so. But we were also taught that they're also a person, and that's God's issue with them, if it is, and it's not my place to put them down
or to judge him
or to vote for somebody else on American Idol or to not vote for him. I mean, all of that stuff just seems like it's such a childish, ridiculous reaction to that. I don't know if he got one fewer vote for American Idol because he came out and said he was gay, I would be shocked.
All right, let me say this, and we are going to take your telephone calls on this topic at 1-800-520-1067. There are a lot of celebrities just like Ricky Martin who it is generally and commonly assumed are gay. Yet they never come out because they don't need to or for some reason they don't want to. I mean, Anderson Cooper on CNN is a perfect example of a guy who's impeccably well-groomed and has never married and is a man of a certain age.
And rumors aplenty.
Kevin Spacey. Rumors aplenty.
Everyone said Kevin Spacey is a would Anderson Cooper as a news reader or Kevin Spacey as an actor, would their career be impacted an iota if they came out as gay?
By the way, we're not saying either of them are. We don't know, but
right,
like Kevin Spacey, I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so either.
He's so established.
He's such an amazing
Anderson
actor.
Cooper, I don't know.
Really?
I mean, would it make a difference?
He's so
right there
every day.
Right, but what's
I don't know.
But wait, here's the thing. He's not on CNN going, hey, everyone, go have sex with men.
No, that's
right.
True.
You know, he's on saying, here's what's going on in Haiti. Exactly. So who cares whether the dude's gay or not? Alex, our producer Alex, was in the room a minute ago during the song, and she brought up another outstanding example of a woman who everybody believes is gay, Queen Latifah, enormously popular actress. In a lot of family movies. Does she not come out because she thinks somehow she won't get those roles or people won't take their kids to see those movies anymore because she lives with a woman?
I don't...
With Queen Latifah, I definitely think so. Because
family
she comes
movies.
From the hip-hop community and like you said, and geared towards family movies.
Okay,
and the hip-hop community over above and beyond, even above the country music community, they do not tolerate that kind of thing.
Don't you think, though, that people know...
That's the point. Yeah, who's going to be surprised by Queen Latifah coming out?
If you support
her now, you already know.
Most people have a decent gauge on that and kind of know it already, and just choose to ignore it. And that's what should happen. What she does.
I'm also curious. Does the gay and lesbian community resent people that don't come out?
I would imagine there's a lot of, because the feeling I think is the more people that come out, the more accepted
it's
going to
be. Especially successful and admirable people.
Right.
And Anderson Cooper. Wouldn't it be great for the gay and lesbian community to have someone like that?
Not that he is gay.
No. But I'm just throwing that out there. Or Kevin Spacey, someone who's very successful and very admired in their field. Are they at all?
Shocking news we broke this morning, first thing on the Kevin and Bean Show, that pop star Ricky Martin is gay. And I didn't see that coming. I got to be honest. Maybe my gaydar is a little off, but I never. Hello.
It's not as gay as you think. It is gayer.
All right. So we started talking about how much does it matter in 2010 if somebody comes out, especially a guy like Ricky Martin, who everybody already kind of knows is gay. Mm-hmm. Does it make a difference if he actually comes out? Does that affect his career or not? Having a fascinating conversation on and off the air. We're getting ready to go back to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Got an email, for instance, from a listener who says that Queen Latifah, if she were to come out, although it's commonly assumed she's lesbian, we don't know, but that's the consensus on the street. She's not hosting the People's Choice Awards anymore if she's gay.
But
and that I can't get my head around why that would matter to people who are already fans of Queen Latifah, who either already know she's gay or don't care.
Well, because it's a network who doesn't want to offend middle America.
I think it's more people are afraid of other people. I think people get scared. Oh, it's going to offend. I don't think it's going to be as offensive to people as everyone's afraid of.
Well, you might be right.
Let's try Jesse. He might change your mind. He's on line 4 calling in on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Jesse. Thanks for calling. What say you?
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey. Yeah, I'm calling because, like, my favorite artist is Jimi Hendrix. And, you know, if I were to find out that, you know, he was a meat gazer, I probably wouldn't have listened to his music anymore.
But Jesse, hold on. Okay, I play guitar, and I idolize Jimi Hendrix, too. I think he's like a god. But,
oh, great song.
But does it change the fact that he's a great guitar player if he was gay? I mean, does it...
It's hard. It would be hard listening to him knowing that he was, you know, the other way. It's just like...
But why?
Why?
Can you figure out why that is? Is it because... What makes you uncomfortable about a gay man playing guitar? I mean, did you feel the same way when the guy from Judas Priest came out? When Rob Halford came out as gay, all of a sudden is Priest off your iPod?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, this guy doesn't like...
Okay.
No, but musically, does it change Jimi Hendrix at all? I mean, you understand that the notes...
I never really knew him personally, so it wouldn't change that much.
Who's your favorite band?
My favorite band?
Yes, today. Who's your favorite band?
I listen to all stuff. Leonard Skinner.
All right.
Clearly not gay, by the way. Good choice in this argument.
All right, so we got to go because we don't have much time here. But you can't really explain why, Jesse. It just wouldn't be as much fun to you to listen to him if you thought he was gay.
That's the hardest part of me is I don't exactly know why I don't like them so much, but I just don't. And at school, they're all over, and it's the hardest thing for me.
Thank you for the call. I'm more interested in the fact that his current best favorite band is Leonard Skinner.
I know, right?
How do you do that?
Let's try Marie real quick. She's on line 3, and while we're talking about celebrities coming out of the closet, maybe she's got something to add. Hey, Marie, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Hi.
I don't think it should really matter, but I guess in today's society, you really don't know what people are going to do, what people are going to say. So it's hard coming out. But my side of it is, I just don't like when they make this huge deal about coming out, like Ricky Martin. You know, he's using it to get more celebrity points. He's using it to get in the people's eye again. I'm sure he probably has an album coming out soon. And I'm a gay woman, and I hate the fact that he's coming out and going, this is my moment. This is my day. Like, really? We want equality. We want people to treat us equal.
But here's what I don't understand, Marie. I mean, he put it on his website and said, hey, I have a son who now is old enough to, I want him to know the truth. That's not him out shilling to sell records. I mean, that's just him doing something. It's a private decision that didn't surprise anybody.
He didn't think that all the news and media and everybody would pick up on that.
But that's not his fault, is it?
Tell me how he could come out so that wouldn't happen.
Well, he didn't need, like, he had it. Why does he have to come out and announce it to the public? I'm sure his family and friends know.
So you don't want, you're gay and you don't want famous gay people to come out.
I like them to, I don't mind them coming out. I think it's great that they come out. I don't think that it should be this huge deal.
But Bean's point is,
a press conference.
He didn't do that. That's Bean's point. He did it as small as he could.
He put a quiet note on his website. All right, let me put it another way. Neil Patrick Harris, God love him. I don't know anyone who doesn't admire this guy and think he's a tremendous actor and a super talented dude.
He's funny.
He's a great actor. Everybody loves Neil Patrick Harris. He came out a couple of years ago. It's not really his fault if that becomes a front page story of, you know, cover story on People magazine or headlines, Entertainment Tonight. I mean, that is the media. We're fascinated with celebrities, whatever they're doing. It's not Neil Patrick's fault that it became a big story, but do you blame him for coming out? Do you wish he'd stayed in the closet too?
No, I don't blame anybody for coming out. I don't like if they go out and they're like holding a press conference going, okay. Ricky Martin, you're saying, okay, yeah, he just did it on a website. But you don't think that someone's going to... I saw it on Yahoo before I even heard about it on...
Right, I mean, I think
that's our society. Right. We will do anything if a celebrity...
Yeah. So what was the purpose of him going to his website and coming out? Now, if someone else in the media found out he was gay and then he came out and said, yes, I am, okay, that's one thing. But to announce it, he wants his son to know, then talk to his son. My son.
You're only black male will work
but
for you.
Marie, don't you think as a worldwide, internationally known celebrity, no matter how he comes out, it's going to become news?
Well, it's different. I don't like it when the celebrity goes. I mean, did you read what he said? This is my day. Shouldn't have been 5 to 10 years ago. This is my day. This is my moment. This is my time. Like,
wow, you're slicing it pretty thin, Marie, but we appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, one more email. Listen to this, guys, and this puts the whole thing in perspective as we're talking about it's not me, it's other people. Here's a listener, Kevin Bean listener in Arkansas. Here, right. If you're gay, you're completely ostracized. People avoid you like the plague. The only place you can get a job as a gay person is at Starbucks or Sephora. Men around here act like if they even talk to a gay man, then they're gay. I have seen guys walk out of a Starbucks because they didn't want to be waited on by an openly gay man.
Wow.
That's Arkansas.
That's where we need snipers. You know, not for the gay dude, but for the guy that walks out of Starbucks because he doesn't want to be served by a gay man. Take him out.
He should be taken out by a gay sniper, too, just to add insult to injury. This Saturday night, it's Kevin and Bean's second annual April Foolishness at the Gibson Amphitheater, completely sold out. Jimmy Kimmel is going to be there along with his Jimmy Kimmel Live house band, Cleto and the Cleetones, Jay Moore, Joe Rogan, Aziz Ansari, Sarah Silverman, Jeffrey Ross, Adam Carolla, Bill Burr, and of course all of us from the Kevin and Bean Show. If you want to win tickets, we'll give you a chance if you can call right now at 1-800-520-1067. We got a pretty easy game lined up. Is that right,
No,
Kevin?
It turns out it's a quite difficult game.
Oh, really? No. Would you say it's really, really hard?
That's what she said, first of all.
1-800-520-1067 if you want to play the game. That is coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is out for a couple days. Time for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, Rob Pattinson is probably one of the wealthiest young actors in Hollywood, right?
I bet, yeah.
Got a ton
of making pretty good bucks for the Twilight movies, sure.
Sources at a London pub told AbsoluteNow.com that he met up for cocktails with a woman and then insisted that she pay.
Why? What?
Just says, didn't want to spring for the tab. He seemed, quote, reluctant to pay the bill. And his female drinking partner had to square up with the bartender.
Look,
That is terrible.
I understand the celebrities who figure out, hey, I'm probably going to get it free if I wait. I understand that. But if you're out, like, on a date with a woman or something like that, you look like a tool if you're not paying and you make her pay, right?
But we used to have a friend named Frank who we would go out to lunch with, and he would pull out his wallet. But then he would stall literally until we all died. He wouldn't pull money out of his wallet until somebody else, it was usually Bean, would go, listen, Frank, I'll just get it. Oh, okay. I only had a couple dollars. He would not. And it wasn't that he didn't have the money.
He just wouldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. I think he was just cheap. And I don't know if Rob Pattinson is that way. Maybe he forgot his wallet and this story is not reflecting that. Yeah. Who knows? But some people just can't bring themselves to do it.
That's sad.
Mariah Carey had a birthday over the weekend. She turned 40, by the way. I think she looks pretty good for 40 years old. In case you're wondering what her husband Nick Cannon got her for her birthday, she got a pink Porsche and a trampoline. Now that sounds like a party, doesn't it? They've been married since 2008. I think she's quite a bit older than she is. For 40, I think she looks pretty good, right?
She does. I always think she looks weirdly puffy.
She does look weirdly puffy, by the way, which is a good band name. and she tries way too hard to be sexy.
Her clothes are always too tight.
That's the thing with her is she does look like a snossage. I mean, it does seem like she's trying to cram like about 15 pounds too much into those tiny little dresses just so she can wear that dress size.
And I don't think she's fat, but the clothes that she wears, they really do choke the life out of her skin.
They do.
And that doesn't help. I don't think that helps her look good. Out on DVD today. Alice in Wonderland, the original.
Okay.
That's the Disney animated version. Not actually the original, but the one that was very popular from the Disney.
There was one before that?
There have been a bunch, really.
I think the first one was made in about 1903 or something.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel.
Yes.
Out today. just for being on Blu-ray, The Diary of Anne Frank.
I can't wait.
Oh, good times.
Thank God that's on Blu-ray, huh? Steven Seagal, Lawman, complete season one.
Woo-hoo.
I'm going to tell you that show is funny bad, but I'm also going to tell you that it's horrible and not interesting.
He is in the Jex.
Huh? Yeah, he's in the Jex.
He's in the Jex.
He does call the projects the Jex.
The Jex. That's what I know.
But I'm saying I love bad. Don't get it. Because it's boring. And Sherlock Holmes comes out today.
Great movie.
Oh, so that's I never saw that.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, how about the great Eric Clapton, now mostly known for shilling Verizon phones on the TV. He is 65 years old today. The actor who plays Hagrid in the Harry Potter series, Robbie Coltrane, is 60. What a bad-looking 60 that guy is.
Yeah.
Piers
he could
Morgan,
get a haircut.
He sure could.
You got a body
Morgan,
haircut.
A judge on America's Got Talent is 45 years old today. Actor Paul Reiser, who at one time was on a huge TV show called Mad About You. Don't see him much anymore. He's 53 years old today. Great Oscar-winning actor and director Warren Beatty turns 73. Celine Dion is 42 today. Mark Consuelos, who is married to Kelly Ripa, turns 39 today. He's a famous soap opera actor as well. Ian Ziering of 90210 is 45. But the reason we really celebrate today, ladies and gentlemen, is... it's hammer time.
Yo, what's going on? You got the hammer, man.
Hammer was 48, and that is the Showbiz Report.
K Rock is KROQ, and it is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock.
My sweet Meg White there.
Stop Jack, it.
He's okay
it.
Too. By the way, the White Stripes documentary is available on DVD. You can buy it. It's also in theaters, select theaters around the country, too. But it's fascinating. It's all about their 10th anniversary tour of Canada. They crazy, those White Stripes. I'm telling you what.
What's the name of it?
Something Northern, I think. But
okay,
they did all 15 provinces in Canada. And in addition to the show that they had booked, they would go off and play someplace else. Like they played in a bowling alley. And then one time they played on a boat in a river. And they just went out and did these little shows with no, you know, with like 45 minutes notice. They'd get the word out and people would show up and see White Stripes for free in the middle of town. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
But you ought to definitely check that out. All right. Speaking of great concerts, this Saturday is something we look forward to every year. It's the second annual Kevin and Bean April Foolishness show. We've got fancy pants tickets right now. Now, what's involved in these tickets that were given away, Kevin? It's a pretty good deal, right?
Yeah, you sit in the pit. We put seats there, and you sit in the pit, and mm-hmm. you get backstage parking, and you get to hang out with us for an hour beforehand, if that...
You get a t-shirt.
If that matters to you. Yeah, you get a t-shirt.
It's
pretty cool. They're great seats, and this is going to be such a great show. I've been so looking forward to this, because it depends zero on me.
Yes, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I think about the show, and I go, I get to see all those, you know, comedians be funny, and I don't have to do anything. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, we do have a pair of tickets to give away right now at 1-800-520-1067 if you'd like to play The Hardest Game in the World.
Presenting The Hardest Game in the World.
Now, we normally have Mr. Announcer Man, who's on vacation today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So we drove down to Home Depot, and we picked ourselves up a new Announcer Man.
Hola, Kevin and B!
Oh, is this Announcer Hombre?
It is Announcer Hombre!
Don't talk Spanish to Dave. He doesn't understand it.
Yeah, no, that's right. Sorry. All right, Announcer Hombre, explain to the folks on the phone how the game is played, please.
We will play the name of a comedian, but backwards. Ay, dos míos! That makes it hard!
That's what she said. All right, so you hear the name backwards. You have to tell us who it is forwards. If you're right, you go to the drawing. Someone wins the tickets. Lisa will do a drawing at the end. Why don't we start? Who's our first contestant, Mr. Announcer Hombre?
We got Raimundo, and he designs stuff.
All right, Raymond. Good morning.
Hello.
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 All right. Are you ready for the name of a comedian backwards? You just have to identify the comedian.
Yeah, sure.
There you go. Good luck.
Memorables. Harass.
You get twice. Here's one more time.
Memorables. Harass.
Name of the comedian.
Aziz Ansari.
Sarah Silverman.
Oh, sorry.
Raimundo nice es muy estúpido.
Thanks for playing. Who's next, Mr. Announcer Hombre?
Next, we got Ricardo. He's a drug dealer.
All right, Rick.
He works for a pharmacy, actually.
Same thing.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
You ready for the hardest game in the world?
I think so.
All right, here's your comedian. It's going to be backwards. You can listen to it twice and then tell us who it is.
Boy.
I'm going to say that's Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
I'm going to say that's correct.
Yeah. Congratulations. Wow, you got it on one. You are in the drawing to win the Fancy Pants tickets for this Saturday night. Hold on. Who's next?
Doug.
Oh, come on, Mr. Announcement. Don't lose the will to live.
Doug, he builds stuff.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Welcome to the hardest game in the world.
Thank you.
Here's your comedian. Good luck.
Sorry, your fashion.
One more time.
Sorry, fresh.
Who is that?
What do you think?
Adam Kroll?
Jeffrey Ross.
Ooh, nice try. Sorry. Thanks for playing. Got time for a couple more contestants. Who's up next?
Next, we have Esteban, and he's a laboratory technician, which means, I don't know.
Mr. Announcer Hombre, did I say that right, Bean?
Yes.
Hombre. You're doing a good job so far. I just want to give you props on that.
Gracias.
Steve.
That means thank you, Kevin.
Steve, hello. Hello, Steve.
Wait, who's laughing in the background, Mr. Announcer Hombre?
That's Ormando. Cállese, Ormando. Cállese.
All right, Steve, listen up. Here's your famous Canadian. Here's your Canadian backwards. Listen up.
Hello, Rukmada.
One more time.
Hello, Rukmada.
Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla.
Nicely
well
done.
Aye-ha.
Nicely done. You go into the drawing.
Who's
next,
up next?
We have Isela. She's a job coach, which means she has no job.
Isela.
Morning, party people.
Good morning.
Welcome to
Happy birthday, Chuchin.
He loses. Automatic loss.
You're out.
Wow, what the hell's going on? Is that a shout out to a friend of yours?
That's my brother's birthday. I'm sorry.
Well, call him on the phone next time if you know him. There's no reason to involve us, all right? Listen up. Let's see how you do.
All right, Isela, here you go.
Hear us not. See, is that.
Aziz, I'm sorry.
This one, it turns out, is pretty much the same backwards.
Aziz, I'm sorry.
As it is forward. That's kind of strange.
All right. You're in the drawing. Hang on. Let's do one more, Mr. Announcer Hombre.
Uno más. We got Dustino.
Dustino? It's not Dustino.
Not at all.
Here's the thing about Dave. Parents only speak Spanish, no English, right?
Right.
And sure. Dave failed all Spanish classes in high school with D's and F's.
You really have to try.
I'm pretty sure it's Dustino.
That really takes a certain something.
It does.
Yeah. Is it Dustino?
Yes, it's Dustino.
All right. Dustino, welcome to the hardest game in the world. Here's your comedian.
Nigga, who
was? Whoa. Hold on a second.
You might have to dump that.
Can I play that again? It's backwards. Listen, we're not saying anything.
All right, one more time.
Nigga,
push. I'm going to sing Joe Rogan.
Yeah!
Joe Rogan.
Nicely done.
Fantastic. All right, so who are our three contestants in the drawing? Is anyone keeping track here?
I've got four contestants.
Four contestants,
actually.
Right? Who do you got?
And I'm going to just do the drawing.
That's a great idea.
And the winner's Steve.
So far.
He wanted me to list him.
Hey, Steve.
How you doing, guys?
Congratulations. Hey, we will see you this Saturday night.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Kevin Bean, April Foolishness tickets every day this week.
It's time for the Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
So we try to collect all of the best stuff that's on the internet. It's impossible to do clearly, but some of our favorites are on here. You go to kevinandbean.com, Internet Roundup, and you see Craig Robinson, who is on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and they're talking about Hot Tub Time Machine.
He seemed to indicate that you go hard also.
That's what she said. What?
They were talking about drinking and partying, and he stood up, and he was high-fiving and running around the stage. And
the band starts playing. Look, we all appreciate a good That's What She Said. There's nothing more fun than getting one, but he nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it and really, really celebrated. It was like watching a guy win the Super Bowl. It was pretty fun.
And he deserves it because he's actually on the show where they
do it. He's actually on the office. He's allowed, right.
I don't know if you've seen this minor league hockey coach lose his temper.
Mm-mm.
Minor league hockey is, they're not very good. Coaches,
right.
Not very good. So there's a fight, and his player gets thrown out, and he has the strangest way of protesting, where he starts taking hockey sticks and breaking them over the side of the wall, and then he throws off his jacket, and he takes another hockey stick, and completely loses it.
And Jim Playfair just broke the stick over the ice. He has lost his mind. Jim Playfair is throwing the stick on the ice. Unbelievable. He's throwing his jacket off. Jim Playfair is going nuts on Jamie Koharski right now. And the fans are with them. And he's going to break a second stick. He's on the top of the bench, and Jim Playfair once again throws another stick out in the ice.
Come on. That's a coach I can respect.
I guess it was even the announcers before the outburst from the coach were a little surprised at how major the penalty was based on what they had seen happen on the ice. But the coach just lost it. If he had a weapon, he'd have used it.
It seemed ridiculous, but that happens at every sporting event. And right, part exactly. of being a coach is being able to control yourself. But that was
That's why he's minor.
He literally, you were watching a guy melt down.
That's
so
awesome.
Great. Jimmy Kimmel Live, of course, our favorite late night TV show. Jimmy's a friend of ours. And we decided that we need to start always adding this week in unnecessary censorship to our internet roundups. Because he'll take news stories. The words that they beep out are not curse words. They are regular, normal words. They're not cursing. But it's unnecessary censorship. So they'll take a clip and they'll put beeps in to make it sound funny as if they're saying something else.
Oh, all right.
So it goes from news clip to a news anchor to a politician to Tiger Woods, you know, and they add beeps where none are needed.
Then there was that up by Vice President Joe Biden.
Joining us is the author of The Big Black How I Learned the Truth About Democracy.
I owe a lot of people an apology. I owe a lot of people, not just my wife, my friends, my colleagues, the public, kids who looked up to me.
I'm at home most when I'm on stage with a in my
This was the one where President Obama do. The two of you in here last night.
It was pretty exciting for both of us.
Now, again, for our friends at the FCC, those were not curse words that were taken out. That was just beeps added in to make it sound funny as if they were.
That's great.
I'm very nervous about that anyway.
I love it. This week in Unnecessary Censorship. If you're having a rough day, you might want to go to this next clip, which is Boobs and Kittens.
Really? Boobs. Oh, two perfect things.
Yes. And that's the good part. And then they bring out the kittens, and then you get depressed because they're kittens. And cats suck. But
and by the way, every time you hear the word boobies, you see another picture or video of a spectacular pair of boobs. And then it goes back and forth between boobs and kittens. And really, if that video doesn't cheer you up, you might as well just crawl down into your grave and die.
Now, do you remember South Park and the Ginger Kid? Remember that whole thing?
Oh, yeah, that really took off.
South Park originally did an episode where they said gingers, which are kids with red hair, have no souls. Now,
right.
of course that was a joke, but there's some dumbass kid who has red hair that went on YouTube and had to defend himself. Here's a clip of that.
I'm getting sick and tired of everyone making fun of red-haired people.
Ah, he's a ginger. He's a ginger.
Gingers have souls. You don't know me. You're not God.
He was pretty much asking for more abuse when he came out and put that video on the internet, right?
Right. So then there was an ad for the new season of South Park where South Park parodies that kid, which was very funny.
Oh,
it's
no.
Cartman with red hair standing in front of what looks exactly like the same backyard with the same fence. Like he was right there where the kid did it.
Gingers have souls. I go to church. I'm a Christian. You don't know me. You're not God.
So that happens, and then Ginger Kid gets mad again and goes back on the internet.
Of course.
And has to defend himself on YouTube, and here he is.
Do you not think that I would see? I saw the commercial on TV. I saw the damn commercial on TV. What the heck was that? South Park is personally making fun of me.
And by the way, yes. We were having a conversation in the other room. Dave and I agree. You've made it.
Yeah, what a compliment that
best.
Is to you.
If South Park is mocking you, you win.
Yeah.
If an episode about me or my people airs, I will be livid, all right? Y'all just don't give a f*** who you insult. Y'all really don't care. Y'all really have no bounds, you know that? Well, I'm not going to let you get away with it. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
And if you think I am, well, then you're wrong, all right? Because I will say something, and I have the right to say whether or not you make fun of me. In an episode.
No, you don't.
I think. You'll be hearing from me again. South Park. Ginger and proud of it.
He's kidding. Come on, you guys.
Yeah, is he a joke at this point?
Yes.
I gotta be wondering. He's pretending to be mad, right?
You know it's impossible to tell. I would guess that he's kidding, but look, there's also crazy
people. Just
the
way that he said it.
I can stop you, right?
Yeah, what does he think he's going to do to South Park?
I don't know.
Well, you got to check out the whole series of videos. Yeah. Everything you've heard here in the last 5 minutes, plus all the previous Internet Roundup videos are available for you anytime, 24/7 at KevinandBean.com.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Time for an update from our quote-unquote friend, Spencer Pratt.
I live and breathe, I would say, pop culture and the entertainment business. Uh-huh. I currently am in a partnership with the next Jay-Z. I won't go to a club now for less than $100,000.
You say villain, some people say jerk. I mean, tomato, tomato.
I'm too rich and I'm too famous to be sitting with these people and cleaning up their in the jungle, my man. And this cast is devaluing our fame right now. I'm sitting next to VH1 comedians that I've never even seen before. I'm a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I kickbox. I box every day. I don't fear no man.
Got Spencer, why are you beatboxing? What's going on
here?
I'm
the best beatboxer in the world. No? Won the championship in 1984.
You're not very good.
Every year
you're
since not. Then.
Spencer, I feel Welcome like we're me. Watching. We're watching the last 45 seconds of your 50 minutes of fame, and they're circling around the drain. And you and Heidi are going to be gone soon. It's such great news, Kevin. You were out last week. You missed the announcement. The Hills has been canceled. No yes. more Hills show after this season.
Awesome. Hey, by the way, is Spencer on this season?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know when
they
he got
tried to
off.
Kick me off and send me to some anger management because I had a problem with some stupid broad who's trying to give me lip. Okay? And by the way, she was in, like, Kohl's jeans. So who is she to tell me what to do?
I've lost track of this story. But here's the thing, Spencer.
Listen, you're being dumb right now. You're being stupid. But you're everything being a you're being a baby.
Okay, watch the anger management. Everything you've done that's not the Hills, which you don't have to do anything on except just be a dick, everything else you've done has failed. So you're this close with the Hills off the air. You're this close to going away forever. I couldn't be happier.
Everything I've done has failed?
Yeah.
What about when I founded Leonard Skinner?
You didn't.
You didn't have any
40 million records sold.
You didn't have anything.
We established Southern Rock.
I don't think you were even alive when they.
No, you weren't at all.
You don't know me.
Spencer, your stupid wife says that she's got a movie that she's writing that I guess you're going to be producing.
Oh.
And
whoa,
the
whoa,
plot
whoa. Let me interrupt you. Wrote.
Okay.
She wrote it.
Oh, she already wrote the movie.
She wrote it.
She wrote it already.
Yeah.
Okay, she told People Magazine this.
It took her about 3 minutes on a napkin at the Ivy. She wrote it because she's a genius. She belongs with another genius, and together we make the coupling of geniusata, which is Latin for a couple of genius. And you don't know anything about that, all right?
I don't. That's
because you're still stuck in awesome school, and I already graduated. In fact, I'm a teacher now at awesome school. There are seminars that I give to other teachers to teach them how to be better teachers at awesome school. I'm so sick.
Moving on and just ignoring you, she says that she's glad The Hills is over because now she can concentrate on getting this film made. And if I understand correctly, she wants to – it's a 3D movie where she plays a lifeguard named Summer. And somehow – I don't know if there's a shark attack or something, but she has to save the town, save the beach with her 3D boobs. Have I accurately described the plot of the film?
Well, Barkley, actually you did, and I'm shocked, okay? For once, you got it right. That's exactly how the plot goes.
So it's basically Jaws, but in 3D, and she's the one that saves the town, but she does it with her 3D boobs.
It's kind of like Jaws.
Right.
But it's Shakespearean in theme.
What does that mean?
With
isn't it Jaws
with,
theme?
With a spice of Citizen Kane in iambic pentameter.
That doesn't make any
sense. Throw in some
sense,
sunshine
Spencer.
And cardamom, and you've got yourself a delicious goulash of fun.
And she did all that on a napkin in the restaurant?
You got it. That's how good she is, kid.
Spencer,
and then we took
don't...
it home and put it under a microscope, and we've made it into a movie. And it's already in the can. It's being sent to post-production.
What?
But I've brought with me a little clip.
Of this movie?
You got it.
What's the name of it?
Super Sick Shark Attacking Your House in Badass Town.
Is that a final title? Or is
that a temporary placeholder, Spencer?
I'm sorry, Spencer. What was it called again? I think I missed it. Spencer, are you okay?
Spencer, what was the title again? Because it went by us too fast.
Hold on. Super Sick Shark.
Super Sick Shark Attack, right? All right, what's the clip that you brought in from the movie?
Hold on.
All right,
Bobby?
All right, what?
Bobby,
Bean.
Hold on.
Bean. It's actually Bean.
Super Sick Shark attacks your house in Awesome Town.
A shark doesn't attack anyone's house, though. It happens on a beach.
This is a special shark.
Okay. All right.
What? Is it a walk down the street in Awesome Town?
In fact, it does. I... Well, I don't want to give away too many plot points. Okay. I'll just let you play the clip. Okay. We're going to play here on this monitor in studio, but you the listeners out there can hear the audio.
Okay. Is this the first time the clip's been aired anywhere?
Yeah, no, this is the first exposure of Super Sig Shark Detector.
It also sounds right.
But, Callie, yeah. I want you to notice something.
What?
There's a super special actor that plays that badass shark, okay?
Really?
Yeah, oh, no. You're in it?
He or she might make an appearance.
Right. Yeah. Let's just hear the clip and get this over with, Spencer. Right. From Heidi's new movie, Listen Up.
Rah! I'm a shark kid coming to get ya. Best watch out. Rah! I'm gonna eat you. Rah! I'm a shark. Ooh, nice jeans, brah. Sick. Oh, I'm gonna eat you. Arr! Whoa, that lifeguard's got really big cans, and she's a beautiful Aryan queen. Too bad she's gonna save the town. I would have eaten everybody. I'm a shark. Make it rain. My plan to eat y'all was foiled, so I'm going back to my shark home, which is the best and most expensive in the best neighborhood in Shark Town. You know it.
Why is the woman, who I'm guessing is Heidi, in the background screaming, why is she auto-tuned?
It's unfortunate, but they've used auto-tune on her voice so much that it's actually embedded into her vocal box.
Now it comes out.
Yeah, we didn't notice that until we got on set.
Wow.
But we said, can you give us some lines? And she said, I already have it. It'll be a lifeguard.
All right. So when can we look forward to
Super Sick Shark attacks your house in Awesome Town?
Yes.
It'll be, we're going to Cannes first.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sundance.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Thousand Oaks Auto Mall movie extravaganza.
I'm saying, like, when can normal people...
Then the
people,
Santa Fe Spring Swap Meet.
When can normal people see this in the theater? Never?
It's between July.
Right.
Or 2043. We're narrowing that down.
Okay.
I have to talk to
Still
Spielberg
working on that. All right.
And the other investors,
okay.
Rob Reiner.
Right. We'll look forward to it.
Okay.
Whenever I see Miss Cleo's boobs, I go crazy. I just love Miss Cleo's boobs. I love them so much.
Ralph Garman is out for a couple of days, filling in for the Showbiz Report. This hour, it's our own Miss Cleo, who usually is answering the phones for the Kevin Abid Show. Now she's going to come in and tell us what's going on in Hollywood. How are you, Cleo?
Hey, guys. What's up? All right. I'm going to start right off the bat. Twitards, get excited. I've got news for you.
Yes.
Author Stephenie Meyer is coming out with yet another edition of a Twilight book.
Another edition?
It's a novella. This is, okay, I'm a Twitard. I'm a really big Twitard.
Right.
And even I'm shaky about this.
Okay.
It's a novella based on one of the newborn vampires in the third book. That was in the book for about 10 pages.
No!
So it's kind of a...
No!
It's a spinoff. It doesn't follow the main characters that y'all love, right?
Correct. The short second life of Bree Tanner, an Eclipse novella, will be released June 5th at 12:01.
No.
Hey. Go get it, Twitards. Retarded.
That's shaky at best.
It's her trying to make money at this point, which...
No.
Good for her.
No!
By the way, she doesn't need money. Does she?
No. No, I would assume not at this point in her
career. Yeah. What she ought to do is spend less time writing novellas and more time finding competent people who can act in the movies that she's making.
Yes, I agree. Although, I guess that's not up to her, but, you know, whatever. All right, anyways, on to more news. This made me laugh. So, we were talking earlier about Lindsay Lohan and how she's just a mess with the...
How she's going to die? That made you laugh?
Well, a report... there's reports that news outlets are already writing her obituary. They are already preparing.
They're putting together the packages.
Yeah.
Which, actually, okay, for news outlets, that's not an odd thing, but they usually do that for people who are in their late 70s and 80s, so that when they do perhaps go...
So then they're ready as soon as it happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not for people in their early 20s.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
So. Lohan.
R.I.P.
So sad. To a much hotter person... there are reports that Angelina Jolie is set to play the new witch in the live-action spin-off of Sleeping Beauty.
Giant size cans.
There's that, too.
Witch.
Maleficent, which is the witch in Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
Disney
I could see
is,
her being the witch.
I could see her kicking ass at that
role.
But
Totally. What do you mean, no?
But
yes?
This isn't ugly in Sleeping Beauty.
Kevin, go ahead. I think I know. I think you got my back on this.
Wrong company making it.
It's Disney.
I know. Angelina Jolie.
Oh, okay.
Playing a witch?
Yeah, but...
You don't want made by Disney. Love Disney. They do everything great. But I'd like it to be an R-rated.
I don't know. I think she could really... She could really do good
and
in that
there's
role.
Plenty of ugly women out there trying to make it in the entertainment industry. Don't take Angelina Jolie and then say, oh, we're going to put her in a movie and then put warts all over her face and then put her in some hag dress.
Maleficent in Sleeping Beauty is
she's
not...
Is she in a bikini?
Who's fair? Who's more... Was it mirror on the wall?
Who's the fairest of them all?
She's not ugly at all. It's just Sleeping Beauty.
I came back from vacation for this.
Hey, I think that would be... She could play an evil, badass mofo.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think that'd be pretty cool.
All right.
Why are you hating?
I'm saying she's hot, and you're wasting her hotness.
I'm camera clicking you away.
Right. Good for you.
On to more news. Are you guys... Okay, I'm gonna let you guys guess. What washed up... singer, do you think is coming out with a new album?
Washed up singer, new album. Washed up singer. Washed
guessing up. Would imply caring.
Oh.
Washed up singer.
Ice, baby. Yeah! Oh, I stopped. Collaborating.
Really?
Yeah. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Straight from Graham Hilton. Perez is reporting that Vanilla Ice revealed that he will be releasing a brand new album entitled WTF.
Yes!
Which is exactly what people will say when they come across this album on the iTunes store. They'll go, WTF.
It gets better. His quote, it's called WTF for a reason, and you will understand that reason when you hear it.
Yeah.
It has everything from techno to hip-hop to country to acoustic. It will blow you away.
Yeah. Take
dun,
it easy.
Dun, 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 dun.
Please. Take it easy.
Why not?
All right, stop, collaborate, and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention.
Now that's happening.
I got news for you. Can't top that.
Yeah.
No, I can't touch this, right. Is what you're thinking of.
That's okay. Very different. I'm sorry.
Either way, anything he comes out with isn't going to be as...
No.
It's just dumb.
This is not tight.
DVD's on release today. Sherlock Holmes, starring Robert Downey Jr.
Which was great.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the squeakquel.
Didn't see, won't. Don't see it.
Joe Rogan's Talking Monkeys in Space, Deadliest Catch Season 5, and Steven Seagal's Lawman Season 1.
Yeah.
And the only birthday I care about is Eric Clapton because he's a god.
Yeah,
Eric. I miss Cleo when I walk the show.
Right now, though, we have to talk about Kevin's new girlfriend, Kesha, who I think Mike summarized it best for us when we've been talking about Kesha, is that you either have to be super talented or super hot. You can't be neither and be as big and as famous as she is, right?
It's not just that. She also acts super sexy, like everyone in the world's dream would be to have sex with her.
Right.
And that just isn't the case because she's not hot and she has a wiener. But we'll talk about that later. So I don't know why I hate Kesha so much. You know, we all have that one thing that drives us crazy. Cartoon hate, we call it. I just can't get my head around the fact that she's a star. Her music blows. The baby talk. Baby talk, I think, is what kills me. That's for me.
That's pretty annoying. Yeah.
A girl that baby talks to her pet, to her boyfriend, to her husband.
Really, that's a big turn off to you.
Oh, it just drives me crazy. So Kesha, of course, had TikTok. That was her first song.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Because when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
So they, you know, they auto-tune her talking right there. And she brushes her teeth with Jack because she's going to go out for all night.
She's tough.
Well, she's so edgy.
She's edgy and she likes to party a lot. And the first guy she kisses is going to go, oh, my God, your breath smells terrible. Go back and brush right. But anyway, so then she goes on.
I'm talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes, boys blowing up our phones.
Look, I'm no lyricist.
But toes, neither is she.
But toes and clothes rhymes. Phones kind of has an O sound in it.
Yeah.
That's not a rhyme. That's less of a rhyme than everything else. She also talks about herself like she's a dude, and maybe that's what bugs me.
I'm talking about everybody getting crunk. Boys try to touch my junk.
Girls don't call it their junk, do they?
No.
You know,
not that I've
ever heard of.
We really don't.
Boys call it their junk. That's a boy term.
Yeah.
Girls never use that term. And then she says,
no, the party don't start till I walk in.
She does that kind of like baby talk all the time, and they have to auto-tune it, even when she's talking. Stop it. That doesn't make you more interesting. It doesn't make you more interesting that you spell your name with a dollar sign instead of an S. K-E dollar sign H-A. Doesn't make it more interesting. Neither does it make it more interesting to spell TikTok T-I-K-T-O-K. F you.
I don't know how much you've listened to the top 40 stations in town, but half the songs have that autotune on it now.
Oh, I know.
I'm sure that Kesha does it because she can't sing. Right?
I don't mind the auto tune in all songs.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there are a lot of people who use it well, but for her, it just so drives me crazy. So her current hit now is called Blah, Blah, Blah. And by the way, Lazy, she spelled it B-L-A-H 3 times. Lazy, what happened to T-I-K-T-O-K? What happened to your wild misspelling ways? You can't come up with something for that? What's wrong with you? And it starts like this. Okay, any song that starts like that, I'm out. No. That's no. No. And then she says,
that's how can that blah, blah.
She does that baby. It's
pretty annoying.
Now she goes into the assumptive everybody wants to have sex with. Think you'll be getting this? Think you'll be getting this?
Nah.
She points to her body. Nah. Not you, loser, because you're not hot enough, because I am what everybody wants. And then she does my favorite rhyme of all time. Nah, nah, nah. And then she rhymes it with. Not in the back of my car.
And it's
because
so funny.
Car doesn't rhyme with nah, 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 so she leaves the R doesn't. Off. And then she leaves the C off. Car, ah.
It's so funny because she already is so auto-tuned because she can't sing. And it almost seems to me when I hear that she's embarrassed by the rhyme because she buries it. Right. You can barely make out what she's saying because she's like, seriously, if this flies, I'm going to be amazed.
No. It seems like there's a lot of words that would rhyme with that. But car is not one of them.
No. Not even close.
And then she says,
that's how can that.
Yeah. And then she goes,
that's how can that.
Yeah. She does that again and again and again.
Stop it. Please stop it.
And then she says,
I don't care where you live at. Just turn around, boy. Let me hit that.
Now, here's the part that I don't understand because I thought I understood how sex worked. If you're standing in front of a guy.
Right.
You're a girl. Let's say you're a girl. You're standing in front of a guy.
Face to face.
Right. And you tell him to turn around.
Bad things are going to happen to him.
Right. But how? That's my question. What are you as a girl going to do to a guy who's got his back to you that would involve hitting that?
I would guess.
You have a wiener. Kesha is a guy. That's what I'm telling you. She has a wiener. Who's with me?
I am.
I mean, it's certainly it's more plausible than doing it without one. That's for sure.
What sense does that make? Turn around, let me hit that. Doesn't make sense.
No. Well, nothing about her songs makes sense.
But I'm saying no one went through and said, hey, you know that line about the turn around. Can't have sex that way.
Right, but I mean, she obviously, when she was doing the stupid TikTok song and she talked about the guys with the swagger, they got to look like Mick Jagger, nobody came up to her apparently and said, you're aware that the singer for the Rolling Stones is 75 years old, right? I mean, they just let it fly. There's no quality control in these sessions.
That's how can that.
Yeah, she does that.
I don't care where you live at. Just turn around, boy. Let me hit that. Don't be a little bitch with your chit-chat. Just show me where
So she says, don't be a little bitch with your chit-chat. Just show me where your D word is at.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
She knows she's got one. It's the same place as all guys.
That's her theory?
Right in between your legs. Even if she doesn't have
That's
one.
She's caring.
Even if she doesn't have Even if she's not caring. Even if she's not packing. In general, the male penis is in the same place on everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you don't find it in the middle of your back or on your forearm.
Genitals are pretty universal. Right. It's pretty much we're set up a certain way.
It's
right.
not on your ankle. But she knows because she has one. I don't know. Listen, I have to kill someone. I don't know who.
Wow.
I don't know. What am I supposed to do? I need anger management.
You do. I think you do.
I need some type of anger management.
Does anyone have a fork I can stick into my own eye?
Exactly. That would work as well. I see the snow all around. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 20 minutes till 10 o'clock.
If he'd spent all of his time playing chess with Jessica Simpson like he is now, he never would have had time to write 1979. So Billy Corgan's life has definitely changed, hasn't it? All right, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for one more Showbiz Beat. Ralph is out for a couple days. We do expect him back. In the meantime, though, give me a little Blue Oyster Cult if you got it there, Psycho Mike. I love Don't Fear the Reaper, but I got some time for Godzilla, too. Why Godzilla today? Because in 2012, a new Godzilla movie will be made, according to Daily Variety. This is, you know, we were talking yesterday about how they're doing all these remakes and reboots and sequels and everything like that. You get a name that people have heard of, you got somebody who's going to buy a ticket to go see it.
Yeah, I guess.
Not even the Matthew Broderick film from the 90s. His Godzilla movie could kill off this franchise. That's how powerful Godzilla is that he is going to live to destroy Tokyo another day.
If you like bad movies, you have to check out the 1998 Godzilla.
It is incredibly bad.
You'll watch it and you'll go, nope, this is not happening. This must be something edited together where they're trying to... It is unfathomably bad.
And it's one of those where they spent a ton of money and did tons of advertising.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, they were banging on it. Yeah. That may be a future video vault here on the Kevin and Bean Show, because it has been long enough that there are a lot of people out there who have never seen it. But if that doesn't kill the franchise, I don't know what was. More than 25 Godzilla movies have been made. This is the giant lizard, dinosaur, that kills Tokyo. Anyway, they're talking about a new movie for 2012. I'm down with it. You know, the franchise has been around since 1954. People love to see a monster step on stuff. I'd like to see it.
Didn't you guys do a Godzilla theater?
No.
I don't know what Lisa's talking about all
at all. Ricky Martin is gay.
What?
He finally came out and wrote it on his website, and not a shocker.
No. The world yawned.
That falls into the category of...
That's what his son said when he told him.
Right. What a surprise.
Okay, Dad.
So anyway, that happened.
Buzz Aldrin put on his website today that he's old, and it was just as much of a shock as Ricky Martin being gay. Buzz, of course, the second man to walk on the moon, has been in the news a lot lately because he's one of the oldest contestants they've had on Dancing with the Stars. I fear he may be gone tonight. I didn't watch last night's show, but I did see last week's.
He's been gone for 3 years, Bean.
Well, he's not the best dancer. Even for an 80-year-old who's never danced before, he's terrible. Dialidol.com, who has some way of monitoring phone lines. They got very popular, and they had a pretty good track record at predicting who was going to be eliminated each week off American Idol. It has been doing the same thing for Dancing with the Stars the last few seasons, and they say the bottom three as of last night were Aiden Turner, who's a soap opera star, Evan Lysacek, which is a huge surprise to me because he's a pretty talented dancer because he's got all that experience as an Olympic skater, and Buzz Aldrin. Who apparently did not fare well after his second dance last night. I'm sure there's some amount of goodwill from old people that just think it's neat that he's out there trying it. But everybody else is like, look, I don't want to watch a crappy old man dance. So,
and I'm Buzz.
Yeah. Dialidol says the only contestant who is absolutely safe after last night's show is football player Chad Ochocinco. And I thought this was interesting, too. Pam Anderson, who I enjoyed watching very much in week one, by the way, says that she's figured out the key to dancing is that she needs to keep her boobs straight over her toes. That's her position that apparently is working for her.
Toes.
Like she, I guess she's figured out some way that she needs some sort of point of reference, some sort of, you know, how to keep her body. Keeps her standing up straight, exactly, yeah. Keep her boobs over her toes, which seems to me kind of like automatically that's going to happen if she's just standing there.
But. I'm telling you that Father Time's going to make it so that her boobs touch her toes very, very soon.
Well, I guess it's good we got her on Dancing with the Stars when we did that.
Rob Pattinson, one of the wealthiest young actors in Hollywood. Apparently, according to AbsoluteNow.com, he was at a London pub, and he was having cocktails with a girlfriend.
Yes.
I don't think a girlfriend, but a girlfriend. And apparently he didn't want to pay. He was reluctant. They don't say if he didn't forgot his wallet or whatever. All that stuff could happen.
He just wasn't reaching for it.
He just kind of sat there and waited. And then the girl that he was with said, you know, I'll get this.
Oh, that's bad.
And so she paid for it. So, good times.
Yeah.
We used to have a friend like that who had the money, but couldn't bring himself to pay for food. So he would open his wallet and just look at it and reach and rearrange money. He would do that. He would still be doing that today from a lunch 10 years ago if no one else stepped in and went, we got it. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
That's just who he was.
But here's the thing about Rob Pattinson, though, is that the girl, whoever he's with, is already going to have sex with him because he's the kid in Twilight, right? Would it hurt him to put down a 20 and pick up the drinks? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
He can't have everything, right?
I'm going to suggest that he probably went home and had sex with her. So, yes, he can.
So she paid for it and she had sex with him.
I'm going to suggest that he's the man for that.
Awesome. Yeah. Today is Tuesday. That's the day that new albums are available for download. Here's a name of somebody that I like very much that we haven't heard from in a long time. Melissa Ochtemauer has a solo record out today. You remember her. Oh, she was a very pretty bass player for Hole back in the day. Courtney has got a new group of musicians together called Hole now. But let's see what Melissa's up to. Her new record is called Out of Our Minds. Bare Naked Ladies are back with a new album, All in Good Time. That's out today. Drake, who's become a superstar already without actually having a full-length album released until today, is called Thank Me Later. Usher is back with a new one today called Raymond vs. Raymond. He did an interview this week. I think we're going to have time to talk about it more tomorrow, where he talks about how he's addicted to threesomes. Of all the things you can get addicted to, that's not the worst, right?
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yes.
I'd like to get addicted to that.
Honey, I can't help it. It's an addiction.
What am I supposed to do? It's an addiction. I have no power over it.
Hey, that's pretty smart, by the way. It's not your fault if you're addicted to it, right? A new album from the Wu-Tang, not the full Wu-Tang clan. It's almost impossible to get all 30 guys in that band together at the same time. But three of their master MCs, Raekwon, Method Man, and Ghostface Killah, have a new record out today called The Wu Massacre. And the new one from Grammy winner Erykah Badu, which I only bring up. She was very popular a few years ago. Is you have to see her video. She did one of those videos that is in a very crowded place. It happened to be in Dallas at the site of the Kennedy assassination. It was shot in one take on a bright, sunshiny afternoon with lots of people around. She pulls up to the site of the assassination, gets out of her car, starts walking through the streets of Dallas. In the course of the four-minute song, she removes every stitch of her clothing. Then when she gets to the site where the president was assassinated, you hear a gunshot, and she falls down onto the street and just lays there naked. Now, I'm not smart enough to know if this is some sort of comment on America.
What a touching tribute.
Is it the most bizarre video idea you've ever heard, though?
Yes, but I think she should do it at every single historical
location. That would be awesome.
Great. I'll find the video and put it up at kevinabean.com if you want to check back later today. But you definitely have to check it out. It's odd. It's crazy.
Is she still hot?
She's attractive enough that you don't mind seeing her naked. It's not somebody you'd see on the street and, oh my God, I can't wait to see her take her clothes off.
But I mean, if you're going to pick the top 10, you wouldn't say she's in
right,
the top 10.
Right, right. Yeah. But I mean, when you see her walking down the street and her coat comes off, and then her shirt comes off, and then her pants come off, and then then she's walking. I mean, there's all these people around. It's a super crowded day. And then all of a sudden, she reaches out and takes her bra off, and that's gone. Then she pulls off her panties, and that's gone. She's just walking down this street in the middle of the day, and then just falls down and just lays there. And I'm like, what?
You know what the song's about?
The song is called Window Seat, and I think it has something to do with us watching history go
by. Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I'd like to hear that pitch. Here's what we're going to do. You walk down the street, you take off all your clothes, and you get shot right where Kennedy got shot, and then you'll fall down. Yes! Yeah.
Let's do it.
Thumbs up.
I don't get it either, but it's the album is out. The album the video is with is out today, and it's certainly something I'm going to check out.
Fantastic.
All right, today's celebrity birthdays. How about the great, one of the all-time great guitar players ever, Eric Clapton? It's a miracle that guy survived his many addictions, including to heroin. He looks fantastic, still plays great. He is 65 years old today. Robbie Coltrane, do you know the name? He's the guy, the super hairy guy who plays Hagrid in the Harry Potter movies. Turns 60 today. Pierce Morgan, who's a judge on America's Got Talent. I think he also won the Celebrity Apprentice last time, too. He is 45 years old today. Actor Paul Reiser from Mad About You turns 53. The original Gomez Adams from the Addams Family TV show. Formerly a frequent guest on the Kevin and Bean Show back in the day, Mr. Astin is 80 today. Grammy winner Nora Jones, 31 today. The great MC Hammer turns 48. I don't think his reality show was the comeback he was hoping for.
No, not at all.
Warren Beatty is 73 today, a very talented Oscar-winning director and Oscar-winning actor. Celine Dion turns 42 today. Ian Ziering from Beverly Hills 90210 is 45, and that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, thank you. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We are going to tell you about the chili grenade.
Yeah.
I think you'll want to hear about that.
Wait a second.
No, you heard me.
Is that something you did, tried on the vacation, or
maybe,
what?
Maybe it is, maybe it's not. Sperm donators. How does that work out? Psycho Mike, somebody approached Psycho Mike and said, I would like you to be a sperm donator. He didn't know her.
Not really.
But she was going to pay him.
Yeah.
But then he asked the all-important question, which is how is the
sperm... the delivery system.
Right, how is that going to work? And it turned out it was going to be third party, and he said, no thanks. But anyway, we want to talk to you if you've been in that situation, because I'm sure a lot of people have. How does it work?
Yeah. What are the repercussions?
We also have one of the stars of Modern Family, which is one of my favorite TV shows. That show is always good.
Yes.
We have Eric Stone Street, who plays Cam, who I hate to describe him this way, but this is the way you'll know who he is. He's the fat gay guy on the show, who is
not
super,
the hairy gay guy.
No, but he's super funny. So we're, and he's not gay, by the way, either. So we're going to have Eric Stone Street in on the program tomorrow, and we've got your tickets for April Foolishness, which happens this Saturday night, tomorrow morning, on an all-new Kevin and Bean show.
Don't go away. This woman is coming up next.
Hey, Kat.
That's the beautiful Kat Corbett with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including some Red Hot Chili Peppers, also Muse, the new one from Chevelle, Harvey Danger, The Hives, Incubus, and more, straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.